ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, with Chus Rufuah Shulema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Masechta Erechin Daf Beis. This daf is kailal many, many different than Yanim. It's kailal the Yisaitis of Erechin, the Yisaitis of Nidrei Damim. It's kailal in Yanim of Smicha, in Yanim of Chinuch, in Yanim of Chayvas Re'iya, in Yanim of Eved. But we're going to focus Be'ez Hashem on two Chalakim. We're going to focus Be'ez Hashem in the first Chalik, in the first Shir, on the Yanim of Erechin and the Yisaitis of the entire Masechta. And then Be'ez Hashem, on the second Chalik, the second Shir on this Daf, we're going to focus on the Yanim of Chinuch, which are Nesbar Barucha in this Daf. The other Yanim, like Smicha and Re'iya and Avadim, it's Ein Kan Mekaymai. Be'emes, there are sugyas in other places. Therefore, we will not be focusing on them. So this shir will be'ez Hashem be Chelek Aleph Amasechta Erechin Daf Beis. And we're going to start with a general akdama on the Inyan of Erechin. We know that the Mishnah starts off, HaKoel Ma'arichin V'Nerochin, Noidrin V'Nidrin, which means there are two kinds of Nedarim. There's a Neder of Erechin, and there's a Neder which is called Stam Nedarim. The neder of Erechin Zot Rashi is Erech HaKosef B'Parsha. That goes according to the different amounts of money which it says in the Torah and Parshas B'Chukaisai. If a person says Erech Pleni Olai, depending on his age, and if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva, there's an amount that the Torah says that he has to give. Then there's a neder of Nedarim, which means he says Domov Olai. The monetary value of that person is a Chiyuv of Nedarim on me. And there, says Rashi, it's Shaman Isai Ke'eved Hanimkar Bishuk. So we have to understand, what is the definition of the word Erech? And how does it differ from the word of Damim? Now, Al Pi Pashtus, the definition of the word Erech also means value. In reality, there isn't much of a difference, Bechlal, Mitzad HaLashon HaKadosh, between the word of Erech of Pleni Olai or Damav of Pleni Olai. Just it happens to be that when a person uses the Lashon of Erech, that's the Lashon which is used in the Torah in Parshas B'chukaitse in the Parsha of Erechin. Therefore, what's Chal is a Chiyuv to give according to the amounts that are mentioned in the Torah. But in the plain, bare definition of the word, Erech also means value. Now, if we're going to ask him, Cain, so why does the amount of money which the Torah says in Erechin differ from the amount when a person says Domov, if Erech also means value? So the pshat in that is because the Torah has a different value system. The Torah sets the price according to the specific things which are chashuv and create value al pi Torah. That's different than how people create a value and create a price in Eved HaNimkar B'Shuk. In Eved HaNimkar B'Shuk, a person's value is based on his ability to work, to be an Eved. Whereas a person's value in the eyes of the Torah, that works with a different criteria. And based on that criteria, the Torah is Kaveya and Shtel Zavek a specific amount of money. And that's not based on if he's tall or short, strong or weak, healthy or sick. The Torah does not look at that when it's conveying the value of a person, but the Torah does look at what his age is and what his gender is. That's the Chayra, the Pashtus. Now there's a smach to this from a Gemara later on Daf Yotes, which is also brought down in Rashi al Torah. We know that in regards to Erechin, somebody between the ages of Esrim and Shishim, that's the prime of his life, a zachar, the amount of money that has to be paid is chamishim, whereas in a keva, it's shleishim. After ben shishim, a person goes down in value. A zachar goes down from chamishim to chamesh esrei, and in a keva goes down from shleishim to eser. So we see that a zachar goes down in price much more after shishim than in a keva goes down in price, because a zachar goes down to less than a third, whereas in a keva goes down to just a third. What's the difference? Zok the Gemara, because there's a klal, Sava Bebesa, Pacha Bebesa, and Savta Bebesa, Sima Bebesa, or Simana Tava Bebesa. Sava Bebesa, when there's an old person in the house, old man in the house, that creates Pacha, that creates a klala in the house. Whereas when there's a Savta Bebesa, when there's an old Yiddish Abba in the house, that brings a Matmain in the house, that brings an Eitzrak to the house, and a Simon Taiv in the house. Therefore, in regards to Erechin, the Torah says that an old man goes down much more in price than an old woman. So from here we see that the kvius of the Erechin is according to the value of the person. And because his value goes down much more if he's a zakar than an akeva, therefore the Erech goes down much more. So the Chayra, this is a Raya and a Smach, that the definition of Erech is Taki Kepshutai and its value. There's another Smach to this Mahalach, from a Meir Dika Mechudosh Dika Seforno and Chizkuni in Parshas Mishpatim. We know that if a Shor HaMu'id kills a person, besides for the fact that the Shor gets killed, but also the Baalim has to pay Kaifer. And we paskin b'denizik shayminon, which means that the Baal HaShor has to pay the value of the person that was killed, ke'eved hanimkar b'shuk. That's all in regards to a Ben Chayrin who was killed. What about a Shor HaMu'id which kills an Eved? So the Torah says there's a sheer kotzuf of shleishim shkolim which has to be paid instead of Kaifer. Where does the sheer of shleishim shkolim come from? Zog in the Seforna and the Chizkuni, that's based on the fact that an Eved has a din ki'isha, l'chol mitzvah shebataira, and an Isha in the parasha of Erchin, the amount that she's worth when she's in the prime of her life between 20 and 60 is shleishim. Therefore, the sheer kotzuf of the value of an Eved in regards to paying Kaifer is nikva according to that sheer of shleishim. So the chayr you see from here also a smach that the inyan of Erchin, the sheer of Erchin is the inyan of value. Which is why, in regards to Kaifer, the amount that has to be paid is the amount of Erechin, similar to a Ben Chayrin, where the amount that has to be paid is how much is worth, ke'eved hanim karbishuk. If Erechin wasn't an inyan of value b'chlal, it was just some other kind of configuration why the Torah decided that this is the amount of money that has to be paid when you say Erech Pliny, why would that be the amount to be given when a Shor HaMazik kills an Eved, and ordinarily the sheer of Kaifer is the value of the person? L'chayra, this is a smach to this mahalach as well. That's all al pi pashtus, that the word erech means value. However, there's a murid dikashtikl from the Chazon Ish, in Chelik of Kachim, Simen Chav Tes, Eis Aleph, where he proves that that's not the definition of erech. Because he says, if the definition of erech is like damim, and the only reason why the amount of money is different is because there's a parsha of erechin, so what happens if a person says a nidre erechin, in a case where it's his nismayit from the parasha of Erechin? For example, the Hemshach of the Mishnah says that the tumtum v'adreginis are not nerochin. So if a person says, Erech tumtum zeh olai. Now the parasha of Erechin cannot be chal, because he's nismayit from hazachar, zachar vaday, and not zachar safik. But being that the word Erech is synonymous with the word damim, so at least it should be chal a chiyuv of damav olav. And that's something that we don't find. Avada the pashtos in the Mishnah is, and in the Sugis Hashas, is that if you say Erech Tumtum Alai, nothing is Chal. But if the word Erech means the word Damim, so if Erechin is not Chal, at least a nether of Damim should be Chal. Now in the case of Tumtum and Andragonis, the Chayr would be Makim for about Din Lachlik on the Chazanish, and that once the Torah does say the Parish of Erechin, and when a person says the word Erechin in a nether, he's referring to the Parish of Erechin, so we assume that when he says a neder which uses the Lashon of Erechin, the neder is not going to be chal in any other way other than the parasha of Erechin. And being that if he says, Erech tumtum adreginus alai, it can't be chal in the parasha of Erechin. It can't be chal in the parasha of Adarim either, because he used a terminology of Erechin, which is always a reference to the parasha of Erechin, and no longer means stam a nidre damim. But the chayr, there's still a makam to ask this kasha, because the Mishnah later on the Afayim Advei says, Ayvid Kachavim, Reb Meir Aymer, Nerach Avaloy Marich. An Ayvid Kachavim cannot make a Nidre Erechin. He's Nismayit from this that the Torah says, Bnei Yisrael Marichin, Bein Ayvid Kachavim Marichin. So in regards to a guy, he is not in the parasha of Nidre Erechin Bachlal. He can't make a Nidre Erechin. Nevertheless, it's Mashma in the Mishnah that if he makes a Nidre Erechin, nothing is Chal Bachlal. That's a vad of the Pashtos. But Lechayre, here we have a tain of the Chazon Ish. If in regards to a guy, the parish of Erechin wasn't gezakt gevarn, so when he uses the lashon of Erechin, he just means pshute kemashmai, the value, just like damim. So akapanim, a neder of damim should be chal when a guy uses the lashon of Erechin, and that's something which is leinit and leyamer. Zog the Chazon Ish, you see from here that the word of Erech is bachlal not synonymous with the word of damim. Damim means the monetary value of a specific thing. Erech means Kvoit hadavar umtziyusai. That means erech means the actual innate chashivas of a specific thing. It doesn't mean its monetary equivalence bakhlal. And when a person says erechin, he's referring to the actual chashivas of the person. Now how does that translate to a nether of money? So the Chazon Ish is not Meirich to explain. But L'chayre, what the Chazon Ish means is that the Torah is Kaveya, a monetary representation of Kveit HaDavar and Mitzius of a person. So that when a person is Neider Erech Pliny, that means a person wants to give money which represents the Chashivas of this person. The Torah is Kaveya, that giving X amount of money, that properly represents the innate Chashivas of the Mensch. And if the person is between Esrim and Shishim, for example, and he's a Ben Zachar, so giving Chamishim Shkolim is a proper representation, it's giving money which represents the Chashivas of this Mensch. But not that that's actually the monetary value of the person. That's the difference between the Lashon of Erchin and the Lashon of Damim. Damim means his market value, the actual monetary value that this guf is worth, because he can be sold at that price, ke'eved b'shuk. And Erech means, I'm giving money, which the Torah is keveya, this is the amount that represents the chashivas of this person. This is a meiridike chiddush and a meiridike pshat in what the word Erech actually means. So in summary, we have two mahalchim how to understand the word Erechin. Al pi pashtus, the word Erechin also means value, and it's synonymous with damim. Just when you use that lashon, you're referring to the parish of Erechin and parish of Bechukaisai. The Chazon Ish had a kasha in that, so imkain, somebody who's not in the parish of Erechin, when he uses the lashon of Erechin, it should at least be chal a neder of damim. And we're saying the Chazon Ish says that the word Erech doesn't actually mean monetary equivalence bechlal. The lashon of Erechin means the metzius and the chashivus, and the Torah is kaveh a certain amount of money, which is given to represent that. Ad kana nidoin, what the word Erech means. But l'chayra, the word damim is pashut, that it means pashut, the monetary value. But the emes is that that's also not so pashut. Because we mentioned that Rashi says that by damim you give the amount as if he was an eved animkar b'shuk. And this comes from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tesvav. Now there's a marizik anidon, what kind of eved are we referring to? Are we referring to how much he would be sold as an eved ivri, or how much he would be sold as an eved kanani? Now, it's Yidua, the Ksais in Siman Tov Chav says that this is L'chayr Mitli Talui, and Machlekes Rashi against Taisvis and the Rush. Rashi says, in the Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Pei Gimel, in regards to the halacha that if you're chayvel in an Adam, that you have to pay as if he's an Eved Animkar B'shuk, Zok Rashi that it's referring to as if he would be sold as an Eved Ivri, and not as an Eved Kanani. And the Pshat in Rashi, Al Pi Pashtus is because if we want to shots up the value of this person to understand how much money was lost through the Maisa Chavala, we cannot shots him up like an Eved Kanani because he's not in the Parsha B'chlal to be sold as an Eved Kanani. So that's not the true value of the person. Being that he can only be sold as an Eved Ivri, so the proper Shuma is only how much money is lost in regards to how much less will he have to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Zok Diksais, Imkein Huadin in regards to the Shuma of Nidarim, there also, we cannot say that his damim is how much he would be sold as an Eved Kanani, because this person cannot be sold as an Eved Kanani. So that's not the true reflection of his value. His value is only how much he can be sold as an Eved Ivri. Therefore, the Firashi, we should say that the amount that you pay is how much he would be sold as an Eved Ivri. However, the Rush over there in Baba Kama, in Perek HaChevel Simen Aleph, he says in regards to Chavala that the Shuma is Ke'eved Kanani. The Chayr, the Rush, needs a beer. Haray, if we're coming to pay the amount that he lost because of the Chavala, this person can't be sold as an Eved Kanani anyway. So the Pshat is Yidua from the Briskerov and others, that there's a Yisoid from Rab Chaim, Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Chayv Lamazik, which says that the Chiyuv of Chavala B'chlal isn't to pay for the monetary loss. Because Haray, a person, a Ben Chayrin, is Ein Lay Damim, Ein Damim Le Ben Chayrin. A human being, a Ben Chayrin, is not a Dover Shabbamam and Bechlal. And even though it's true that a Yid can be sold as an Eved Ivri, because man it's not Chal on him a Shem Eved, and he's a Ben Chayrin, he is not a Chefzer Shalmamayin Bechlal. Therefore, the Chiyuv of Chavala is very different than the Chiyuv of Dmei Nezakin. For example, if a person is Mazik an animal or an inanimate object. In regards to every Nezakin, the Chiyuv is to pay, to be Mashlim, the monetary loss. Because he was mazik, a chefza shel mamon, he has to be mashlim, the amount of money that was lost through his maisa mazik. Whereas a person who's chayvel in an adam in a ben chayrin, there is no money that was lost, because he's not a chefza shel mamon b'chlal. It's just a maisa chavala. And the Torah was machayev, a mechudash tekechiv tashlumen, which is chal, because of the maisa chavala. Now, in this Chiyuv Tashlumen, which is Chal, because of the Maisa Chavala, the Torah says that the way to figure out how much to pay is based on a Shuma. What's that Shuma? You take how much a person would be worth if he is Eved and Nimkar B'Shuk, and you see how much he was Nifchas because of the Chavala, and that's the amount to pay when you do a Maisa Chavala. But not because that's the amount of money that was actually lost. Because in reality, we don't look at it as a loss of money b'chlal. It's just a shuma ba'alma. Now that we make a shuma ba'alma, Zok Derash, that shuma ba'alma goes according to how much he would be sold for as an Eved Kenani. Being that we're not shatzing up the actual amount of money that's lost, and we're just doing a shuma, so the fact that he personally cannot be sold as an Eved Kenani does not impact what the shuma that the Torah said should be done in regards to a Maisa Chavala. Rashi, however, holds that because he's not a Bar Hachi of being sold as an Eved Kenani, he's only a Bar Hachi of being sold as an Eved Ivri, therefore the Shuma of the Torah is only according to if he would be sold as an Eved Ivri. But Rashi also agrees, Zok Debriskerov, to the Etzim Yisoid, that it's not paying up the monetary loss, how much money he's losing now that he can't be sold for the same price as an Eved Ivri. It's also a Maisa Chavala with a Chayvus Tashlumen. The Machlekes HaRishayim is just in regards to the Shuma. According to the Rush, the Shuma could be done as if he would be sold as an Eved Kenani, whereas according to Rashi, because he's not a Barachi, the Shuma has to be done as if he's being sold as an Eved Ivri. So too in regards to a person who says, Dama Malai, Zok Debriskerov, also, Rashi and the Rush both agree that there isn't an actual monetary value, Damim, of a person. When a person says, Dama Malai, the most that it could be is that he's Mischayev to give to Hektish, an amount of money which corresponds to the shuma that this person has. But it's not his actual value, because ain't damim leben chayrin. He isn't a chefza shalmam lebachlal. Now, in regards to how much money will be paid when he says damav and you have to make the shuma, we'll have the same machlekes. According to the Rush, we can possibly say that it's ke'eved kanani. And as Zoy Shteyd Mefurish and Taisas Masech Tekedusha and Daf Zayin brought down in the Ksois, that it's ke'eved kanani, and therefore it's hukash hakarkayis, and you need 10 people for the shuma. Whereas according to Rashi, just like Rashi holds in regards to Chavala, that it's impossible to make a Shuma on a Ben Yisrael, Ke'eved Kenani, because he's not in the parish of being sold as an Eved Kenani B'chlal, so it's not a proper Shuma B'chlal, so too in regards to Dama V'lai, it's impossible that the Shuma is going to be Ke'eved Kenani, and it's going to have to be Ke'eved Ivri. Adkan this Inyan to explain what does it mean, Eved HaNimkar B'Shuk. And Be'emes, this is a Maridik Yisoid in B'chlal understanding the definition of Dama V'lai. When a person says Dama V'lai, it also doesn't really mean that he's Mischayev to Hektish, the actual monetary value of the person, because he doesn't have an actual monetary value. It's just that he's Mischayev to give to Hektish an amount of money which corresponds to the Shuma of the person, which will be Ke'eved HaNimkar B'Shuk, either like an Eved Kenani, according to Taisus and the Rush, or like an Eved Ivri, according to Rashi. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan, another Yusaitistik Inyan, how to understand the lumdus behind the nether of Erchin and the nether of Nedarim. And we'll start with another Meritik Kasha from the Chazon Ish in Simon Chav Tes. This is an ice base. Frek the Chazon Ish, and I'll be makdim how you see that the Chazon Ish obviously understood in his Kasha. When a person says that he's the Schayev to give the Erech or the Damim of a person is Be'emes being Mechayev himself a nether of giving a certain amount of money to Hektish. A person could say, Hare Olai, Me'er Shkolam to Hektish. Here, instead of enumerating a specific number, a person is Meschayev himself with the amount of money which corresponds to the Erech of Pliny or the Damim of Pliny. But Lemaise, all it is a Chiyuv of Damim Olai. All it is a Chiyuv of a specific amount of money to Hektish. When he's Mechayev himself a specific amount of money to Hektish, he uses a code word instead of saying a number. He says, the amount that I'm giving is the amount that this person's Erechin is. The amount that I'm giving is the amount that this person's Damim, Ke'eved HaNimkar B'Shuk is. But that's just a way of referencing the amount of money that he has to give. But it's the Chayre Pashat no different than a person who says, Hare Alai, a specific amount of money to Hektish. Im Kain, Zok D'Chazon Ish, the entire parasha of Erechin is just a parasha of explaining the codes. When a person says, Erech Zachar ben Esra Malai, so the Torah says, how much is the value of Erech ben Zachar? The Erech is Chamishim Shkolim. Therefore, his nether is Machayivim to give Chamishim Shkolim. But in the way the nether is Chal, it's no different than if you would actually say mefurish harei alai chamishim shkalim. That's the chayra avada the pashtos. In fact, the Chazanish im kain, it comes out that the whole parsha of Erechin is really not being machadish any chidush lahalacha b'chlal. It's just giving you a language of how to reference specific numbers. But the parsha of Erechin, zok the Chazanish with a sharf aloshin, is no different than the parsha of Ben Seir Umayra, which is just written lidreish ulekabel schar. There's so many halachas within the parsha of Erechin. There's halachas of hesig yad. There's halachas of if he goes up in value, if he goes down in value, v'chulu v'chulu. All those parashias, all those halachas are just in order to be masbir what is included in the code word that he used when he said Erech Pleni Alai. But the chalais of the neder is really identical as if he would have said all that mefurish. So in Cain, the parasha really isn't being mechadish anything lahalacha b'chlal, and it's doim to ben seirer umayra. That's the kushya g'dayla v'chazaka of the Chazanish. And there's a lot to talk about in this regards to this kasha, and we're going to talk about it more of Ezra Hashem in future dafim. But we're going to start with the Iker Yisaidis Hamavur in the Rishayim and Achrayim to answer this question. And we're going to start B'siyata D'Shmaya with the Mahalach of the Chazanish himself. He says a Mari D'Kechidish. He says that Erechin Be'emes is a mitzvah. It's chal on a person, the mitzvah of giving the Erech of the person who he said Erkoy Alai. And the way that mitzvah is chal is through a neder. And he compares this to the inyan of nazir. We find that if a person says Hareini Nazir, so through the power of Nadarim, it's chal on him the chalois din that he is a nazir. And now there are different mitzvahs mitzad the fact that he is a nazir. There's an isser of shtiyas yayin, v'chulu v'chulu. But it's not the pshat that he was actually neder not to drink the yayin. His neder just accessed the chalois din of naziris, which has in it specific restrictions, and now it's also for him to drink yayin and etc. because of the mitzvahs of nazir. So too, Erechin is the same thing. Through the power of Nadarim, he's being meichel on himself the parsha of Erechin, and now it's chal on him mitzvahs Erechin, and mitzad the mitzvah, he's mechuyev to give the specific amount of money which is written in the Torah when a person says that lashon. So it comes out that it's very different than when a person makes a neder to give a specific amount of money to Hekdesh. There, the neder is chal directly on the chiyuv to give that amount of money. Masha'enkin in the parasha of Erechin, the neder is just meichel the chalois din Erechin, and it's mitzad, the mitzvahs of the parasha of Erechin, that now he has a mitzvah to give that amount of money. But there's no direct neder on that. Ad kan, the mechudosh tikka mahalich of the Chazanish. There's a lot more to be marich about this, but this is Iker Dvarav. There's another mahalach, which is Yedua, from the Shilta Gibayrim and Masecht Aveda Zara, Dav Dalid, in the Dafim of the Rif, where he says a Meridik a Chidushtik a Yisait in how Erechin works, and many Achrayim are Meirich on this mahalach. And we're going to be mocked him with a few Nakudas in order to get into what the Shilta Gibayrim says. The Mishnah Masecht Aveda Zara, Dav Lamed Vav Amud Beis says, Loi Makdishin v'loi Ma'arichin, Loi Machrimin v'loi Makbiyan Shumo Ma'iser. On Yantif and Shabbos, it's also to be Makdish, and it's also also to be Marech. And the Gemara explains, because it's a Gzeira because of Mekach Umemkar. Rashi is Masver, Dile Mekach Umemkar Dami, Shemaitzi Mereshusai L'Reshus Hektish. Because we're Maitzi through being Makdish, something from his Reshus to Reshus Hektish, therefore it's also to be Makdish and to be Marech, etc. on Shabbos. Now the Gemara Masech the Shabbos of Kufnun says, that Paiskim Tztoka La'aniyim B'Shabbos. A person could be neither a chi of tzedakah to aniyim on Shabbos. And the Rana over there asks, what's the difference between paiskin tzedakah and makdishin on ma'arichin? Just like you're not allowed to be ma'arich and makdish on Shabbos because it's a gzerim shamekach memkar, it should also be usher to be neither tzedakah on Shabbos because of the same gzerim. And the Rana says, umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Chanan alzal, shalei osru l'chayiv adam atzmai l'gavaya b'diburai. Meaning, Rabbeinu Chanan is mechalik between a neder that's chal on the chefza versus a neder that's chal on the gavra. When a person is makdish a specific chefetz, so it's chal in the chefza that it goes into Rishus Kaidish, that's doim to mekach memkar. But when a person is paisik tztok al aniyim, it's just a chiyuv of harei alai. He is neschayiv to give a certain amount of money. That's not doim to mekach memkar. Therefore, that's mutter on Shabbos. Ad kan devir ben chanano. Frek deran va'adayin einay noyachli. Doha ein marichen lav kli yadua va'filu hachi aser. Fractoran, that teretz of Rabbeinu Chananel only explains the difference between being makdish and being paisik tzedakah la'aniyim. But l'chayra, being marich, should be daimed to being paisik tzedakah la'aniyim. Because be'erchen, there also nothing is chal on a kli yadua. There's no chalois in any chefza. It's just chal on the gavra. So that should be daimed to paisik tzedakah la'aniyim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah is mafurish that it's also to be marich on Shabbos. That's the Ran's kasha on the mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel. Ayin chum. Zot the Shilta Gibarim that we mentioned, a teretz on the Ran's Kasha. Vizel l'shain kachay. Ein ay nirali kushya. It's not a kasha. Diyesh leimar, digam ha'omer erki alai, even if a person says erki alai, have a makdish shaper kli yadua. He is being makdish a kli yadua. Dehainu gufay v'atzmai shuhu makdishay. A person is being makdish gufay v'atzmai. Just afterwards, after it's chal kedusha on his gufei va'atzmai, he's paid it through giving the money of erchin. V'dami lemekech memkar. Therefore, it is daima to mekech memkar. Ad kan the lashon hanifla of the Shulta Gibarim. So you see from the Shulta Gibarim that he learns that erchin ve'emes is a double chalais. The first chalik of the chalais when a person says erki alai is that it's chal, a specific kedusha, v'gufei v'atzmai, very daima to any person that's makdish, a specific chayfetz. And only afterwards, he's neschayev to give the erchen, to give the money, bimkaim his guf, which is like an inyan of pidyon, and when he gives the money, he's being paide, the kedusha that was already chal in his guf, onto the money, and through that, the money becomes kaidish. Amari de kechidish. Therefore, says the Shulta Gibarim, that it's very much daima be'emes to mekach umemkar. And that's why erchin is usher on Shabbos. Now the etzem mahalach is mechudish, because it's not mavur in the Torah that there are two chalais in b'chlal. But chutz from that, we have to speak out that bishlam in a case of erki alai, a person could be makdish himself. But in a case where a person says erich pleini alai, harei the klal is that a person can't be makdish dover shein ishalai. How could a person make the initial chalais kedusha on pleini by saying erkei alai? So there's a makkah maybe to say that anachanami, the Shulta Gibarim only meant to say that this is how it's chal when a person says erkei alai. But when a person says erich pleini I love, then be'emes it's chal differently, and there it's chal a direct chayves damim, and it isn't first chal with initial kedusha on the person's guf. This would be mashma be'emes in the lashon of the Shulta Gibarim, because he says this mahalach by ha'omer erkei alai, have a makdish kli yadua, dahainu gufay ve'atzmai. So it's taka be'emes mashma that his kavana was to say this in a case of erki alai. This would be a chiddush al gabe chiddush, because it would come out that the mahalach of the chalois, when a person says erki alai versus when he says erich pleini alai, works totally different. Pashtus, when a person says erki alai, it's really the exact same chalois as when he says erich pleini alai. It just happens to be that the person who he was neder to give erkai happens to be himself. But he is the pliny in that neder. According to this mahalach, however, would come out that it's really two different chalais in the gamri. When a person says erich pliny alai, nothing is chal in the person's guf. It's just chal echiv to give erkai. Whereas when a person says erchi alai, it's chal in his guf, a chalais kedusha, beguve v'atzmai, similar to a kli, and afterwards he has a din of pidyon. There is a bit of a mashmayis in Rashi in the Mishnah, that there are two chalaisim. Because Rashi, b'divrei ha'maschol ne'arachin, on this that the Mishnah says, ha'kol ne'arachim, Rashi finds it necessary to speak out that any person can be ne'arach in two cases, im amar erki alai, or im amar achir alav, erich pleini alai. Al pi pashtus, this is an extra lashon of Rashi. The ikar din is that any person can be ne'arach. What nafkamina does it make who is ma'arachim, if he himself happens to be the one who's ma'arach himself, or somebody else is ma'arachim? This would be mashma be'emes that there are two chalaisin, and there are two chidushim. Any person can be nerach, bein legabi the chalais of erki alai, which is like the Shulta Gibarim says, that it's chal begufay uva atzmai, and bein, when a person says erich pleini alai, when it's just chal achayves erchin ba'alma. This, however, would be machayv another chidush, al gabi chidush, which is that the fact that the Mishnah says ein ma'arichin only means that a person can't say erki alai. But it would be mutter and Shabbos for a person to say, erich pleini alai. Shuv Matzasi, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Gvura Shmeinim, Ois Memtes, he asked this question on the Shulta Gevirim. How can he say that this Chalais Kedusha B'Gufay V'Atzmai in a case where he says, Erech Plain Yalai, Haray the Klal is, Ein Adamakdash Dabar Shenin Shalai? And he builds from this a Meridiki Yosef. He says that this that the Klal is, that you can't be Makdash Dabar Shenin Shalai, that's only B'Makim where that person has a Hefsid because of the Chalais Kedusha. But being that over here, the Chalais Kedusha, the Schal B'Gufay V'Atzmai, is only Negeya, that now the person who made the Neder is Mechuyev to give Erkoy to Hektish, and the subject of the Neder is Bechlal not impacted in a negative way because of this Hakdasha. Therefore, the Klal of Ein Adamakdash Eivar Shena Shalai doesn't apply. This again is a Mari de Kechidish, because Al Pi Pashtis, the Klal of Ein Adamakdash Eivar Shena Shalai is because he's not a Bailim to create the Etzem Chalois. And this is regardless of whether or not it creates a Hefsid on the person who he's being Makdash, or he's being Makdash as Chayfis. But from here, the Gevurah Shmeinim is Mechiach, not like that. And he says that the Klal of Ein Adamakdash Dabar Shein Shalai just means that he can't create a Hefsid on Pliny through his Maisa Hektish. But in a case where it won't make a Hefsid, like in the case of Erechin, he is a Bailim and he is Bekayach to make a Kedusha Bichal on a Dabar Shein Shalai or on a person who is not himself. Ad Kan, this Meridiki Yisoid of the Shulta Gevirim, and this Avada answers B'tuv Tam, the Kasha of the Chazon Ish. Because it's not Doima B'chlal to a regular nether of money. In a regular nether of money, a person is just being Mechayiv himself on his Gavra to give a certain amount of money to Kaidish. And that, for example, is going to be Mutter on Shabbos. Whereas Erchin is an entirely different Chalais, where it's Chal B'gufay Uva'atzmai of the Nerach, a Chalais Kedusha, and the Chayvas Domim is in order to be Paida that person. Now, in this chiddush of the Shulta Gevirim, a lot has been written in the Achrayim, and there are a lot of rayas brought from the Shainis of Rishainim to the Shulta Gevirim, but as we'll see, it's not muchach that they hold like the chiddush of the Shulta Gevirim in such an extreme way, and we can say it in a modified version. And we'll start first with the Gemara later on the Vav Amud Beis, which goes on the Mishnah that says that a Yaitzei Lihareg is Loi Nerach, according to the Tanakhama. You can't be marach a person that's chayiv mises bezdin. And the Gemara asks, why not? Zog the Gemara, because the pasuk says, kol cheirim lo yipada. From there we learn that somebody who's yaitzi leharik, he's considered a cheirim, he's roi lecharim, says Rashi. Lo yipada, that means that an erichin can't be chal in regards to him. Zog Rashi, mishu roi lecharim veliharik, ein le bachlal pidyan. So you, over here you see, that the Gemara says that the Lashon of Layipada is referring to Erchin. And Rashi explains, Eina Bechlal Pidyon. The Chayre, this is Be'emes very mashma, like the Shulta Gevirim, that the way Erchin works is that first he's being Makdish, Gufei Va'atzmei of the person, and only afterwards he's being paid to him. There's also a bit of a mashmayis, maybe, like what we thought in the Shulta Gevirim, that this is specifically by Erki Elai, and not by Erech Pleni Elai, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Tanya, Minayin ayetzi laharik va'amar erki alai shalai amar klum. And the Braisa doesn't say va'amar acher erech pleni alai. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah is not mashma like that, because the Mishnah says ayetzi laharik loy nerach. It's mashma, even if somebody else is going to be marachim, he's not nerach. But al kapanim over here, we see the lashon of pidyon is used, which is a chayra mashma like the Shulta Gevirim. However, yesh ladan b'zeh. Because it's true that the Lashon of Pidyon classically means that there's a Chalais Kedusha Chal on a specific Chayfetz, and then with the Mais of Pidyon, you're being paid to the Kedusha off that Chayfetz and onto the Mais. But the question is that necessarily the Pshat over here in the word Pidyon as well? And a mashal to this can be found, Lagabi, the Inyan of Pidyon Aben. There also the Torah uses a Lashon of Pidyon, so it would be a mashmayas that the Mais of Pidyon Aben means that you're taking off Kedusha off the actual Bechar, and you're being paided onto the money. So we have to be ma'ayin, how does it actually work by Pidyon HaBen? Of course, Ein Kan Mekaymai, but we'll give a short synopsis, Mashenegeya to our sugya. And we'll start with the Mechudosh Tika Havana of the Atzmas Yosef, and Masechta Kedushin of Zayin Amud Beis, that he says that a Bechar is Konui to the Kohanim. And through the Mais Pidyon, the father is buying back his Bechar from the Kohanim. And the emes is, this is a shtickel mashma in the nusach, which we say by Pidin Eben, which by emes comes from the Tor, and it's kapaskan like that in the Ramah, in Yerideya Simon Shin Hei, Sif Yud, that the Kayan tells the father, before the Mai's opinion, my boy is Tvei. What would you rather have? Would you rather have your son, or would you rather have the five Sloyim? Mashma, that there's an option over here, that the son could stay biyara kayanim, and it's as if the kayan is actually an adain and a bailam on the child. But avada, that's a very, very big chiddush. And Reb Shimon Shkop, in the chiddush Reb Shimon Yehuda, on Masechta Kedushin, Simon Tezayin, is doichit, and he says it's rachik ma'ayt. And the emes is, the Pesach Tshuva over there, in Echos Pidyon Bachar, in Yerideya Simon Shinhei, Sivkat and Tezvav, he brings down from the Chut Hashani that the Lashon of my boy is Tvei isn't to be taken literally. It's just in order to be Ma'ayr a Ratzain Mitzad the father. He also speaks out that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said Kili Kal Bachar, it's like a threat that if a person is not Mekayim, the Inyan of Pidyon Ben, that may cause the Kodesh Baruch Hu to take back the Bachar from him. But Avada, in reality, there's no Kinyan that the Kayan has on this child that's a Bukhar. Now, Reb Shimon himself says, although it's not a Kinyan on the Bukhar, but being that the Lashon of Pidyon is used, so we have to say that there's actual some kind of Kedusha which is Chal on the Bukhar, and the Pidyon is being played to the Kedusha off the Bukhar. That's what he says over there in Kedusha Reb Shimon Yehuda, and he says it also in Shari Yashar, Shar Hei, Perek Chaf Hei. But the emphasis, that's also a Chiddush, especially because a usual pidyon, which is Maitzi Kedusha Afei Chayfetz, afterwards that Kedusha is Chal on the Dhammim themselves. And we know that Pidyon Aben is not like that. The Dhammim by the Kayan are 100% Chulin. Where did the Kedusha go? Also, Reb Shimon himself is Nisayrer. What kind of Kedusha is on the Bukhar? We don't find that there are any Nafkamina La'alacha because of the fact that there is some kind of Kedusha on this Bukhar. But Avada, the pastor says that there isn't any Kedusha on the Bukhar. Nevertheless, the Lashon of Pidyon is used. Ayin and other Achrayim, specifically Ayin, Shiuri Reb Shmuel, Masechta Kedushin, in a number of places in the first parak, Daf Hei, Daf Vav, Daf Zayin, also in Kedusha Reb Shmuel and Kedushin, in Simen Hei. Ve'en kamukayim laharach, but Hamakubal in the Ilam HaYeshivas is that Be'emes, a Bechar doesn't have any Kedusha, and a Bechar Avada does not have any Kinyan to the Kayanim. Nevertheless, it's considered a Maisa Pidyon. And from here we see that the Musig of Pidyon doesn't necessarily mean that we're being mighty an existent Kinyan or Kedusha, which is on the Bukhar. But rather, the Musig of Pidyon just means that when there's a Chiyuv to give money to the Kehanim, Keneged this Bukhar, in place of the Bukhar, that itself is called a Pidyon of the Bukhar. That's all it is. That's enough to give it a Shem Pidyon, because this money is given in lieu of the Bukhar to the Kayan. So the same musig could be said also in regards to the nusach of pidyon, which is found in Arasugya Lagabi Erechin. We don't have to say so vite like the Shulta Gibayrim, that with the neder of Erechin, first was chal an actual kedusha begufay of atzmusay of the nerach, and afterwards the neder is neschayev to be paid to him. But rather, the nusach of pidyon, which is found in the Gemara, can be the same musig as pidyon bachar, which is that a person is neschayev to give money keneged the nerach, to Hektish. And because of that, it's considered a Maisa Pidyon. The fact itself that he's Nischayev to give money, Bimkoim, in place of this person, in place of the Nerach, that's what gives it a Shem of a Maisa Pidyon. And more than that, we don't need to say. The fee this, Avadit, and Siyasha, the question that we had on the Shulta Gibayrim, how could it be Makdash Rav Eshen Yishaloi? Because according to this understanding, Be'emes, no Chalois Kedusha whatsoever is Chal in the person, in the Rav Eshen Yishaloi. It's just chal, a karkafta de gavra of the neider. But what's chal is that he has to give a pidyon, something keneged, this nerach. Ad kan, this raya and the dichoy from the Gemara and the Vav Amud Beis from the lashon of pidyon. There's another very important maramakam over here, and that's the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Vav, Siv Vav. He brings down the kasha of the round that we mentioned before that the Shulta Gibayrim is talking about. Tad l'chayra, how could Rabbeinu Chananel say that it's mutter to be paisik a neder of tzedakah on Shabbos because it's only chal on the gavra? Harei, the halacha is ein marichin, and that's also chal only on the gavra. And the Beis Yosef answers something similar that may sound like the Shulta Gibayrim, but as we'll see, he's really saying something different. The lashon of the Beis Yosef is, zeh l'shaynai, V'nirli, demarich domi shaper lemekech umemkar. Dehave ke koine ishze, being marich is as if he's being kind of this person, me acher sher noider litoin erkoi lehektish. Because he's being noider to give his erich to hektish. So there are those that want to understand that the Beis Yosef means, when he says, dehave ke koine ishze, like the Shiltegi Barim, that first is a chalais kedusha chal, ba'atzmai ubegufay of the nerach, and afterwards he just has to be paid to him. But the emes is that that's not much like that from the Beis Yosef. Because his lashon is, dehave ke koine ishze me'acher. If he means to say that the initial chalais be'erachin is, that is being makdish, and there's a chalais kedusha that's being chal, begufay ubatzmusay of the nerach, he should have said, dehave le ke makdish ishze. Also his lashon is, dehave ke koine ishze, me'acher shenoyder litein erkoi le'ektish. Mashma in the etzem chalais chiyuv, to give the erach to hektish, that itself is like he's being kaina ishzeh. So l'chayra, all the Beis Yosef means is based on what we said before, that being that in the chalais nidre erchin, it's chal, that now hektish has a tviya on the bimkaim of this person, and the neider has to give money keneged the person, keneged the nerach, that itself makes it be doimit to mekech umemkar. Because by every mekech umemkar as well, there's a chalik of the mekech umemkar, which is that the kaina is neschayev to give the tmura, the money, the equivalence of the chayfetz. So too by erchin, it's chal on the mayrich that he has to give money keneged this specific person, and in that way it's doimet to mekech umemkar. But avada, he does not mean that there's actually a chalais kedusha chal begufei vatzmusay of the person, and in that way it's not doimet to mekech umemkar. But in the etzem chalais chiyuv, it's doimet to a part of the Mekech HaMemkar, which is that a person is neschayev to give the bimkaim of the chayfetz. So to by erchin, a person is neschayev to give erkoi lehektish, and in that way, it's doimed to Mekech HaMemkar. That's the chayr of the pshat in the Beis Yosef. Now, there's one last very important Mara Mokim, and that's the Toistus HaRosh in Mesech Techulin Daf Kuf Lametes. And I'll give a short hakdama, which is be'emes, an important yisoid to understand in the chiyuv of erchin. And we'll start with this that the Gemara says, that if a person says, harei alai, he's machayiv himself to give a certain amount of money to bedek abayis, and afterwards he's actually mafrish the money, that should be a kiyum of his nether, and then it's nignav or nevad, so he's chayiv bachri yusai, because he said harei alai, so until the money actually gets liyad gizbar, if something happens to it, he's not yaitze his nether, and he's mechuyev to give different money instead of the money that he was already mafresh. But there's another halacha. What happens if a person says, harei alai, I'm going to give a specific chayfetz to hektish, and then he's mafresh the chayfetz, and it becomes kadosh b'kedushas bedek abayis, and then afterwards he's paid the kedusha from the chayfetz onto money, and the money is nignav nevar. So there the halacha is that he's no longer chayev b'chriyusai. His chayev achrayis is only Kolzman, we're talking about the initial money that was huktash, and it did not yet get liyad gizbar. So then if it's nignav nevad, he's chayiv to give money instead of it to hektish. But once he's paid the initial chayfetz that he was makdish onto another money, and then the money which he was paid it onto, that's nignav nevad, at that point he no longer has a chiyuv achrayas. These are the two halachas which are important to understand as a hakdama. Now, the Gemara brings down a braisa, Tanya Rav Nosson Aymer, it says in regards to Erechin, V'Nosson Esa Erechecha Bayeim Ahu Kodesh LaShem. What's the halacha in regards to Erechin? If a person says, Erech Pleni Alai, and he's mafresh money as the Erechin, and then the money becomes Nigna V'Nevad, is he Chayiv B'Chriusei or not? Zok Rav Nosson and the braisa, the Havamina would be, the Fisha Metzinu V'Ekdeshus U'Maisus, Shemeschalin Almoyes Shabachulin, because we find legabi money of pidyon hektish and meiser, that if it's nigna v'nevdu ein chayav mechriyusan, yochel af zekain. Rav Nosson says the havim mina would be to compare the money that a person is mafresh in v'nidre erchin, not to money that a person is mafresh for a nether of dmei alai, but rather to the money that a person uses to be paid the kedushas bedek abayis, and therefore the havim mina would be that by Erechin the halacha is that if it's nignav nevad, he's not chayiv b'chriyusai. Just for that, we have a special pasuk, Talmud Leimra, v'nosan es ha'erkecha, chulin achi yavayu l'dei gizbar. The pasuk is teaching you that even when a person is mafresh money for Nidrei Erchin, the money are not yet kaidish bachlal. They only become kaidish at the moment that it's given Lidei Gizbar. So therefore, because it wasn't chala kedusha bachlal on the money, he is chayv b'chiyusai if it's nignav unevad. So what do we have in summary? We have three halachas. If a person says a rei alai and he's mafresh money, calls man that money did not go to the gad gizbar, if it's nignav unevad, he's chayv b'chiyusai. We have a second halacha that if a person says a rei alai and he's mafresh a chayfetz, and then he's paid it onto different money, the money of the pidyon does not have a chiyav achrayas, and if that gets lost, he's not chayv to give bachrisay to give another money instead. And then we have a third halacha. What happens if a person says erich blaini alai and he's mafresh money? There, the havamina would be to compare it to ma'is pidyon that he would not be chayv bachrisay, just as exeris akasov of chulin heinat sheyivayo dei gizbar. Because the Kedusha is not yet chal until it comes to Yad Gizbar, therefore he is chayev b'achri yusay. Frektaisus over there in Chulan, daf kuf lametesam and alef, divya maskol, lefi, l'chayre the havamina is very shver. Heich doy me'erech lehektish sheneschalo. Why does the Gemara hold that al pipashis we would shtel to erchen to pidyon of hektish? L'chayre erchen is doy me to the initial nether of harei alai. Just like b'harei alai, he's mekabalin himself to give a certain amount of money to hektish, and he's mafresh it, he's chayev b'chiyusai. So too, if a person is makabel on himself, harei alai erech blaini, and he's mafresh a certain amount of money as a kima of that neder, if it gets lost, he should be chayev b'chiyusai. Why would we compare the money of erechin to the money of pidyon hekdeshes, which doesn't have a chiyuv achrayus? This is the kasha that Taisus asks, and he blibes shver. Zog the Taisus a rush over there, v'divir maskol yochel av zaken, v'zeh l'shaynai, ha'yaro'i l'damois l'hektish sh'neschalo, ki ha'damim bo'im mikoyach erech ha'kotzov al haguf. Would be right to be madame nidri erechin to hektish sh'neschalo, because the damim is coming mikoyach erech ha'kotzov al haguf. Kei nirali adkan l'shaynai. So it's common to be mafarish that the Taisus HaRosh means like the Shulti Gibarim. When he says Adam and Boim Mikoyach Erech Hakotzov Al Haguf, what he really means to say is that first it's Chal a Kedusha on Gufay and Atzmusay of the Nerach, and afterwards the Damim that a person is Mafresh is really Dmei Pidyon. So I'm Kain, it's Mamish Hektish Sheneschalal. It's Mamish similar to Dmei Pidyon Hektish, which doesn't have a Chiyav Achrayas if not for the Xeris Hakosov. Adkan the Pshat that can be found and many mechabris manenu pshat in the Taisus HaRosh. Now the emes is that it's not muchach to say that that's pshat in Taisus HaRosh, and it's the emes not mashma like that in Taisus HaRosh. First of all, Taisus HaRosh says that it's roi l'damais lehektash sheneschalo. If the metzias was like the Shulti Gibarim says, it's not a dumyan to hektash sheneschalo, it's mamish hektash sheneschalo. First is a kedusha tzchal in the guf, and this money is the pidyon of that kedusha. Also, he doesn't say that the damim are baim mikoyach Kedusha Shachal Al Hanerach. He says the Damim is Boim Mikoyach Erech HaKotzuv Al Aguf. What does that mean, Erech HaKotzuv Al Aguf? And why does that make it be Doimet to Hektish Sheneschalo? Now, L'chayre, the Pshat in the Taisus HaRosh is similar to what we said before, that Behemes, no Kedusha at all is Chal on the Guf. Nevertheless, the Torah was Machayev Echiv of Pidyon, which is to give money Keneged this person. Because he's giving money keneged this person, it's erech, which is kotzuv al haguf, it's niktzav al pi ha-tayre, that this is given for the guf, therefore it's daimet to hektish sheneschalo. B'yeser b'yer, through the nidri erech in its chal, that hektish has a tviya, that money should be given in place of this guf, bipidyon of this guf. That's the inyan of erechin. Therefore, it's daimet to dmei pidyon, which once the money is given as a bimkaim of this person, now there is no halacha of a chiyav achrayas at all. And this is different than every regular neder of harei alai money to bedek abayas. Every harei alai is a direct chiyav that the governor is chayav to give a specific amount of money to hektish. Therefore, kolzman that that doesn't happen, he's still chayav bachri yusai. Whereas by erechin, a person is chayav to give money bipidyoinai bimkaim a specific person. Therefore, once he's mafresh the money keneged that person, now the pidyon is finished, now he should not be chayav b'chiyusai of this money anymore. If not for the gzeris akasov that says that it's chulin hein Atri Avayu De Gizbar. So therefore, the pidyon doesn't actually happen yet. And that's what's Machayev, the Chiyav Achrayas. Adkan, this third Maramakam, in regards to this inyan. Hayyaytze, in summary, that we started with a kash of the Chazon Ish, that L'chayre, there's no difference between a regular neder of a certain amount of money to Hektish, and a Nidrei Erechin. Nidrei Erechin is just a code word, how much money to be Nischayev to Hektish. But L'chayre, in the actual Chalais, it's no different than every regular Chiyav of money to Hektish. And we answered three terutzim. First was the answer of the Chazon Ish himself that says that be'emes, a person isn't neider a certain amount of money to Kaidish. He's just being meichel on himself the mitzvah of Erechin, and the chiyuv money comes mikayach the mitzvah. Then we said the mahalach of the Shulti Givayrim, which is that every time a person makes nidrei Erechin, there are two parts of the chalais. First is being chal, a chalais kedusha beguva be'atzmusai, and then he has a din to be paidit to remove that kedusha. And then we said the modified version, which is daimet to pidin aben, that be'emes avada no kedushas chal beguva be'atzmusai of the person. And especially, how can we do that on somebody else? L'chayre, ain't the makdash dover shein and shaloi. But rather, the chiyuv pidyon is that a person is neschayev to give money bimkaim the nerach. Ad kan, the smari deke inyan, how to understand the chalais chiyuv of erechin. Now, kol zeh is in regards to erechin, but what about in regards to the chiyuv of damim? So there, l'chayre, we go back to the pashtus, like the hanach of the Chazon Ish is kasha, that being neschayev d'mei pleni olai, which is being mechayiv him to pay the amount that he would be ke'ever animkar b'shuk, that avada is pashtus, like a regular harei alai, a certain amount of money to ektish. And saying d'mei pleni alai, there, it's the chayir taka true, that that's only a reference to how much money, the same amount of money that I would pay if he was ever animkar b'shuk, but not that the actual chiyuv is different. However, this also is not so pashut. The Briskerov in Chidushi Agriz and Erechin, in Kama Mekaimis, is Meichiach, from different Shitais HaRambam, that a neder of Dmei Pleini Alai, Damam of an Adam, is Be'emes Doime to the neder of Erechin, and it's different than if a person would say the Damam of a Chayfetz is Alai. If a person says the Damam of, let's say, a specific Behema, or a chair or a table, for example, are Alai, their Taka, that's just a reference to how much money he's being neschayev to Hektish. But nothing is chal in regards to the behema or the chair of the table. Mashenkin, if a person says, demei pleni alai, there it's doimit to Erechin, that it's a chiyuv of pidyon of that person. Just the difference between Erechin and Damim is that the pidyon by Erechin is kafi the shir, that the Torah says is the demei Erech of a certain person, whereas the chiyuv of pidyon of Damim of alai is kafi the shir of how much his damim would be if we'd be ke'evet hanimkar b'shuk. The mashmayas of the way it's written in Chidushi Agriz, and we can be medayik from a kapanim, the first madura of the Chidushi Agriz, because kiyadua, that was written through Rabbi Yehuda Minsker, the Baal Mechaber of the Yenis Elim, who we can definitely assume was medayik correctly, is that by Erechin and damim, there's a chalais din that's chal begufay shel adam. That l'chayra sounds a little bit like the Shulti Givayrim, that it's chal kedusha begufay v'atzmusay shal adam. But l'chayra, he doesn't really mean that it's chal an actual chalais kedusha begufay shal adam, but rather he means that it's chal a specific zika to hektish begufay shal adam, that hektish has a tviya, klapi this guf, that damav or erkov should be given bipidyayna. We're going to mention two of the rayas of the Briskerov. The first raya is from the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Gimel, that talks about the din of a Yotze Leharik, that is Ein Le Erechin, which the Gemara that we mentioned on the Vavim and Beis learns that from the Pasuk of Kol Chayrim Le Yifta. And the Rambam says that Pasuk is teaching us that is Ein Le Erechin and Ein Le Damim. The Rambam says, V'zeh L'Shainai, V'chein Mishanik Mardina Bebeis Den Shal Yisrael, Leharge Alavera, Sheherichai Acher, Aisha Herich Atzmai, Aisha Omar Domai Olai, Aisha Omar Acher Dmeze Olai, Eina Chayev Klum. Sign the cases of Erechin, sign the cases of Damim, is not Chayev Klum. And the Rambam says, because Shazek Kemes, Vahames Ein Le Erech Vloy Damim, because he's Nechshav already like a mess, who doesn't have not Erech and not Damim. And the Rambam fears Ois, Vahalze Nemar, Kol Cheirim Asher Yochram and Adam Le Yipada, Keloimar Ein Le Pidyain Ela Harehu Kemes. So you see clearly from the Rambam that he applies the pasuk of Leipada, bain in regards to Erchin, and bain in regards to Damim. This is Mashma Zokta Briskarov, that by Damim also, it's an Indian of Pidyon. Another raya is from the Rambam in Hilchos Erchin, Perek Gimel, Alach Yud Gimel, which is talking about the din that we mentioned earlier, in Masech Dechul and Daf Kuf Lamites, that a person who's Mafrish Demei Erchin is Chayiv Bachriyusai, because of the pasuk that says, V'nosan Asa Erkecha, that Harein Chulin Achi Yavoyul Yad Gizbar. And the Rambam says this klal applies, bein legabi erchin, bein legabi damim. Now that's avada pashit, if a person makes an eder, haray alai a certain amount of money to bedek abayis, that's the ikr gemara and of kuflamites over there, that he is chayiv bechriyusan because of the word alai. Nevertheless, the gzeir sakasa that says that if you're marfish le'erchin, that you're not chayiv bechriyus, the Rambam applies that to when a person says, demei pleni alai also. So you see clearly that that's a different kind of an eder, and that's daim et erchin, which is be'emes, an inyan of being paida a person. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Chayre, he got it from our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, right after the Mishnah, ha'koyel ma'arichen la'suyei mai, the Lashon HaKol is coming to be ma'isif, menuvel amukashchen. What's the chiddush in that? So the Gemara says, sa'kata'ayta chamina neder be'erkechaksiv. The Lashon HaTayre in the parish of Erchen is neder be'erkecha. And from there we would learn, kol she'yeshnei bedamim, yeshnei be'erchen, there's a hekesh between neder, which is damim, to be'erkecha, which is erchen. So we would think that a menuvel mukashchen that's not be'neder is also not be'erkecha. Kamash malon, that it's not like that, because we learn from a pasuk, nefashais kaldehu. So from here we see that the musig of d'mei adam is learnt out from the word neder, which is written on the pasuk in regards to erchen. Akrei kach, that the Gemara has a havamina, that there's a hekish that the two dinim of Nedarim and Erechin are Tluyin Zebezet. And the only reason why Be'emes it is Chalam Nuvel Mukashchen is because of an extra Xeris Akasav of Nefashas Kaldu. So from here the Rambam saw that Be'emes, they both work in the same way. Neder and Erechin are both Be'etzem, the same Musig of being Neschayiv, the pidyon of a specific person. Just one is Be'eifin, that the Shuma is Ke'evan Animkar Bashuk, and the other one is Be'eifin, that the Shuma is Kafi the Erech HaKosav Parsha, an Indian of Erechin, and not an Indian of Tamim. Ad Kan, the Meridik arise from the Briskarov to this Yisoid. However, the Briskarov over there says that the Chayr from Taisus, it's not Mashma this way. Because Taisus says on the Gemara that says that Kol Sheyeshne B'damim Yeshne B'Erechin, so Taisus would be a Maskul Koil, Lav Davke, Da'ika Dikla V'ara. This that the Gemara says, Kol Sheyeshne B'damim is Yeshne B'Erechin, is Lav Davke. Because Aray, in regards to Damim, you could say, Dikla V'ara, Dmei Dekel, Dmei Ara Alai. And the Chiv is going to be to give the amount of money that you sell a Dekel or a Ara B'Shuk. But a person of Ada cannot say, Erech Dekel V'ara Alai, there's no such parasha. So Zoktaisvis, the Klal Kol Sheyeshne B'damim Yeshne B'Erechin, is Lav Davke. Ela Kol Adam Sheyeshne B'damim Kamar, when it says Kol Sheyeshne B'damim, it means any person that's Yeshne B'damim. Ad kan divya taisvus. Zogt Briskarov, according to the Havana of the Rambam, it's not even a question of achlal. When we say kol sheyeshnei bedamim, we're talking about the new parsha of Dmei Adam, which is the inyan of the opinion of an Adam. In regards to that, the Vada, it's extremely yes dafke. Kol sheyeshnei bedamim, wherever there's a parsha of Dmei Adam, that's where there's a parsha of Erechei Adam. The fact that there's a parsha of Dmei Dikla V'ara that has no shaykhes to this parsha of achlal, that's just an inyan of chi of money to bedek abayis ba'alma. And the dikla va'ara is just a remiss to how much money he wants to give. That has no shaykhas to this parasha. So that does not make that this member of kol sheyeshnei bedamim should be considered lav dafka. Hayayitze, it comes out, al pi divrei Briskarov, that there's a major machlekes between the Rambam and Taisvis how to understand the chi of dmei adam alai. This is after we understand that the chi of erech adam alai is not just like the Chazon Ish thought in his Havamina, that it's a chiyuv to give damim to bedek abayis, kefi the shir of erechin. But rather, the din of erechin is the inyan of pidyon. Now the machlekes is, what about in regards to the din of dmei adam alai? The Rambam holds that that's also part of the same parsha, it's just a different shuma. Whereas Taisvus holds that that's daime to dmei dikla v'ara, which is be'emes taka, just a regular neder to give a certain amount of money to hektish, just the shir is kefi the shir of eved hanimkar b'shuk. Adkan the Smari Dika Inyan, and now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Mishnah goes on to say, Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, Nashem Va'avadim. That a person could also be Marich and Eved. Taisus with the Vermaschal Nashem Va'avadim has a suffix. How much money is a person Chayiv when he says Erech Eved Pleni Alai? Zog Taisus Ve'Eved Afagav the Gabi Mitzvahs Yeshle Din Isha. Even though that in regards to Mitzvahs, an Eved has a din of an Isha, so Lechayr that would be a reason to say that his Erechin is Ke'erech of Isha. Nevertheless, Zog Taisus Lefi Erech Zachar Hu Nerach. His chiyuv erchin is like a zachar, and Taisus's raya is the leyishtamit tana delema and by nerach isha. If the truth was that an eved is nerach ki isha, then the Mishnah should have said it. So from the hashmata, from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that the erach of an eved is ki isha, we can be mechiyach that the eved also has a din ki zachar. Ad kan devia Taisus. So there are a number of ha'aris that we have to understand in this Taisus. First of all, we have to understand the etzem havamin of Taisus. Why would it be that because he has legabi mitzvahs as yesh leidin ki'isha, that his din of the erchin should also be ki'isha? What shaykhus does one have to the other? So the lechayra, there are two ways to understand this. One way to understand this is that Taisus holds that because his chiyuvei mitzvahs are ki'isha, therefore it's mitzvaber that when the Torah is kaveya his erich, which is a specific monetary representation of the evet, because in regards to mitzvahs, his chiyuvim are like an isha, it's mistaber that the monetary representation is doimah to that of an isha. And this could be understood according to both mahalchim that we explained as far as the pirish of the word erech is concerned. If you go according to the first mahalch that we mentioned, that erech is also an inyan of value, just the Torah has its way of being kaveya, what the actual value of a person is. So Taisus has a svara that lechayra, the value system of the Torah, is avada not mitli tali if he's sick or healthy, strong or weak, but it is tali in how many mitzvahs he's mechayevin. And because we find legabi and isha, which has less mitzvahs, that the Torah devaluates her, it's mistaver that an eved, which has mitzvahs kisha, also has the same low value. And also according to the second mahalach that we said, b'shem dechazanish, that erech doesn't actually mean a monetary value. Erech refers to the innate kavod, the metzias tikka chashivas of a person, and the money that the Torah says is just a representation of that chashivas. In regards to the innate chashivas of a person, l'chayr the fact that an eved is chayv b'mitzvahs ki'isha, is an indication that the etzem kvayd ha'davar m'tziusay of an eved is lower than that of an ish. That's one pshat how to understand Taisus. The other try to understand Taisus is that Taisus is not saying a svara in regards to the shuma of how much money should be given for an eved, but rather Taisus means to say that in regards to mitzvahs we find that an eved has a din ki'isha, which is learned out from the pasuk of la la ki'isha. La la ki'isha should tell us, just like in regards to chiyuvei mitzvahs, an eved is chayiv ki'isha, so too in regards to mitzvahs erchen, where the Torah is mechayiv to give money when you say erech pleni alai, la la, he's included in the parasha of Isha and the chiyuvim that the Torah gave in regards to Isha and not an Ish. Now, l'chayra, I would venture to say that the mashmayis of Taisus is like the second mahalach. Because Taisus' lashon is, Eved gabe mitzvahs yesh loy din Isha. In regards to mitzvahs, he has a din of an Isha. If Taisus meant that his erech is less because he's only chayv in mitzvahs ki Isha, Taisus should have said, ve'erech, the fact that Taisus uses the lashon gabe mitzvahs in regards to mitzvahs yesh lo din isha, he has a din of an isha, is mashma that it's the din isha which is learned out from lala meisha, which Taisus is applying over here as well. Now, does a sefer mutzal meyesh, one of the achreinim that's very used in erchin, that asks the following kasha: how can Taisus have a havamin even that eved has a din ki isha? Why would an eved be any less than Ivik Achavim? And Aray the Gemara later, on the Fayyam base, brings down a machlaikas from Meir and the Rabbana, whether or not an Ivik Achavim is Nerach. The fear of Meir, an Ivik Achavim is Nerach. V'lay matzanu v'chlal, that Taisa should even have a tzad, that an Ivik Achavim is Nerach Ki'isha. That's obvious, because an Ivik Achavim doesn't even have mitzvahs Ki'isha. Now, frek the mutzal me'esh, according to Taisa's Zanacha, that an eved which is only chayv mitzvahs Ki'isha, has a din shuma ki'isha, so an ayvik hacham that has even less mitzvahs than that, he only has zayin mitzvahs, should surely not be nerach ki'ish, and maybe not even ki'isha. So what would be his parasha of erechin? Azoifrek the Mutzal Me'esh. Now it's clear that the Mutzal Me'esh obviously understood the first Mahalak that we said, that because he only is Chayev in Mitzvah's Kisha, therefore his Erech is less. Based on that, Frek the Mutzal Me'esh, an Ayvik Chavim, which is even Chayev and less Mitzvahs, should be even a lower Erech. But if we learn the second Mahalak, which is the Chayev, the Mashmais of Taisus, that Taisus' question is that he has a din of a Isha, that's a specific din in regards to Eved, Lala Me'isha. But Avada Agoy, which doesn't have this rush of Lala Me'isha, this Kasha would not be Shver, and he, by a Zohar, gives Kezohar, and by Nekeva, gives Kenekeva. Having said that, we must mention the Sforno and the Chaskuna, which we spoke about in the beginning of this year, that says in regards to Shleishim Shkolim Shal Eved, which is Shar Muid, that kills an Eved is Chayiv to the other, they say that the Shir of Shleishim Shal Eved comes from the Parish of Erchen. Because being that in regards to Isha, the Erech is Shleishim, so to an Eved, which is Chayiv and Mitzvah's Keisha, his Erech is Keisha, and therefore the amount of Kaifer that we pay if he's killed is also Keisha. There, Lechaira, we cannot say the Mahalach that we learned in Taisvis, that it's a din of Lola Me'isha. Because Lola Me'isha would be a Hekesh to tell us that in regards to Mitzvah's Erechen, Dina is Keisha. But when we're coming to make a Shuma in regards to his value, in regards to Kaifer, which Lemashal, the Kaifer of a Ben Chayrin, the Halach is, you pay Ke'evar and Imker B'shuk. It's an inyan of shuma of the value of a person. So too, in regards to the inyan of shleishim shkalim shal eved, we would have to say that shleishim is the proper shuma of this eved, which is why we pay in regards to a sharmua that kills him, shleishim shal eved. From them lechayre it's muchach that they held that an eved is sugishtelta and isha in regards to his shuma, and not just because it's the din of lola me'isha. His erech is ke'isha. And that's lechayre like the first mahalach, that because he has a lower chiyuv of mitzvahs, therefore his erech is actually lower. So I would venture to say that these two mahalchim that we had a chakira, how Taisus understands, is gufa amachlekes v'shainim between Taisus on one side and the Sforno and the Chaskuno on the other side. Taisus' side is based on lola me'isha, legabe mitzvahs yeshay den isha, whereas the Sforno and the Chaskuno hold that his actual erech is ke'isha, and therefore in regards to the chiyuv of Ashar HaMu'ed, we're going to pay also Shleishim Shal Eved. Am the Sforno and the Chaskuni will be Chayzer V'Neir L'Chayre, the Kasher of the Mutzal Me'esh, that if his Erech is Ke'isha, because he's only Chayiv in a small amount of mitzvahs, so an Eved Kechavim's Erech should be even less. V'tzarech Iyon, how they're going to understand, V'yesh L'Falpul B'zeh V'ein Kan M'koyim B'ayim. Before we're Messiah, we'd like to be Moisef in Moir Dekaraya from Rabbi Kiva Eger in regards to Taisus HaShailah. Zakrim Kiva Eger, have a raya from the Mishnah that the Erech of an Eved is Kezachar and not Keisha. Because already the Mishnah says that a Tumtum Vandragonis is not Nerach. The Pashas of the Mishnah is Avada Mashma, that a Tumtum Vandragonis can never be Nerach, there is never a case where he can be Nerach. Frektim Kiva Eger, haray, the reason why a Tumtum is not Nerach, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk of HaZachar, Zachar Vadai and not a Zachar Safik. Being that it's a Safik, if his erechin should be kezachar or kenekeva, it's not chal b'chlal. Zakrim Kiveger, according to Taisus Zasad, that an eved, even though he's a zachar, but because he has mitzvahs ke'isha, he's going to be nerach ke'isha, so an eved tumtum should have erechin, because on both tzadim, his erech is only ke'isha. Even on the tzad that he's a zachar, the tumtum, but he's an eved. So in Kain, we have a case where a tumtum is nerach. L'chayr, that would be a raya brura, that an eved, on the tzad that he's a zachar, has a din of Erechin Kezachar and not Kenekeva. Ad Kan, the Raya Chazak of Rebbe Kiveger, the Yesh Lefal Pultuva, how Taisus is going to answer this question, Barakaponim, Banu Rak Le'ira. Ad Kan this year, Chelik 1 on Masech Te'erechin, Daf Beis. And Be'ez Hashem, in Chelik 2, we're going to be Mamshech and talk about the Nyanim of Chinuch, which are Mavur on this Daf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Litzchus Rufua Shalema, Aryeh Chanech Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shir will be'ez Hashem be the second shir on Masech Erechin Dav Beis. I'm going to talk about the Nyanim of Chinuch that are Mavur Ba'irach in our Sugya. And I'm going to start with this that the Gemara says, Hakol Chayovin Besukkah, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Koton Shein Etzorach Le'imai, the Tnan Koton Shein Etzorach Le'imai Chayev Besukkah. A Koton, once he reaches the age that is Ein Etzorach Le'imai, that's the age of Chinuch that is Chayiv B'Sukkah. Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Chesav and Veiz, Shenayer Mishnasai Ve'enei Kairei Ima. He wakes up from his sleep and he doesn't call out Ima, and like the Gemara over there is Masber, he doesn't call out Ima, Ima until his mother has to be there. Now we have to understand what's the pshat that if he's not holding at the age where he doesn't call out to his mother, that he's not considered Higia L'Chinuch for Sukkah. So it's Yidua B'Shem de Briskarov that he says that a katan in that situation is a mitztayer, because he's not the age not to be mitztayer when he sleeps in the sukkah. Therefore, he's not higia lechinuch. That means to say, even if we'll have a situation where the katan is not being mitztayer, for example, that the mother is also sleeping in the sukkah, nevertheless, because he's not the age to be mekayim the mitzvah, where the mitzvah mitzad atzma is not mechayev that his mother should actually be there without being mitztayer, therefore, he's not called Higia L'Chinuch. Now, we have to point out that L'Chaira, this is only Negeya sleeping in the Sukkah. But there are other Chalakim to the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. For example, if let's say a Gadol is Mitztayer when he sleeps in the Sukkah, for whatever reason, like there are many that are actually Noeg not to sleep in the Sukkah, but in regards to Achila that he's not Mitztayer, he's Mechuyev to sleep in the Sukkah. So even though the Katan is Mitztayer when it comes to Shein of a Sukkah, but L'Chaira, why isn't he mechuyev to eat in the sukkah? Because while he eats, he's not mitzdayer. And he's the age of being able to be mekayim the mitzvah of akalpanim achila in the sukkah properly. So from here we see that being that the etzem mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is mechayev, achila, and shena, and he can't be mekayim the mitzvah kitzurasa like it's written in the Torah, even though there's a part of the mitzvah that he could do kitzurasa, he's considered not a barachi of being neschayev in the chinuch of this mitzvah, and therefore he's pater. A gadol, on the other hand, he be'etzem mitzad atzma is a barachi, of course, of b'makayim the entire mitzvah. And the truth is, even if he wasn't a barachi, he'd be chayiv anyway, because he's a gadol. Just b'mikre, he cannot be makayim shein of a sukkah in certain situations because he's mitzdayer. But a katan, because he's be'etzem, not a barachi of b'makayim the entire mitzvah keturasa, because mitzad his age, he's not roy to sleep in the sukkah without being a mitzdayer. Therefore, he's not chayiv in chinuch in mitzvah yeshiva sukkah bechlal. That's the first case that the Gemara brings down. The Gemara goes on to bring down the gabi lulav. Hakol chayav melulav lasuye mai. Lasuye koten hayedeya lina'anea. Ditnan koten hayedeya lina'anea chayiv belulav. This means that a koten who's not the age where he knows how to do the na'anuim, even though he knows how to actually pick up and hold a lulav esrik, he's not going to be chayiv in chinuch of mitzvahs lulav. Now, l'chayra, this is very shver, because harei, the ikr mitzvah of lulav ve'esrig, is like it says in the Torah, l'kachtem l'chem, which means the netila alone. And like it says in Gemara Masech Tosukah, daf membezom ad alef, mida'agbe nafakbe, as soon as you pick it up, you're yaitze. The fact that the chachomer machayiv na'anuim, that's just a tesefes din to do the na'anuim. But avada, the ikr mitzvah yaitze with the mais agba alone. Akrekach, that it's Yidua, Taisvis, and Sukkah, Daf Lamatesim, and Aleph, asked the question that how can a person pick up the lulav esrik and then make the bracha? Haray, it's not over Lasayasa, and he's already Yaitse with the Maisa Agbah. So Taisvis over there answers in one of his Terutzim that it's like Gomra Mitzvasai at Achar Nanua. The Gemara Mitzvah doesn't happen until after the Nanua. Therefore, in regards to Lachas Brachas, it's still considered over Lasayasa if he makes the bracha prior to the Nanua at least. But that's only the Gabi Brachas. But Avada the Gabi, the Iker Kiyum of the Mitzvah, even though there's a certain Gemar with the Nanua, but the Iker Chiyum of the Mitzvah is just to pick it up, and the Nanua is just a Teisefes. So L'Chayrim Kain, a Katan, who's a Barachiv B'Makayim, the Iker Mitzvah, because he knows how to pick up a Lulav and an Esrik, the fact that he doesn't know how to do the Nanua, which is just a Teisefes Din, L'Chayrim should not make him be considered that he's not Igi Elechinuch. Nevertheless, in our sugi we see that he's not considered a Gia L'Chinuch unless he's Yodea L'Naneah. So the pshat in this is also Yadua B'Shem D'Briskarov, that he says that over here we see a Maridiki aside, that L'Gabi to be considered a Gia L'Chinuch, he has to be Roy to do the mitzvah B'Shleimusai, with all the taisafis which Chazal put into the mitzvah, he has to be a bar hachi of doing it in its entirety in order for Chazal to consider him higia lechinuch. Kolzman is not roy to do it in its entirety, he's not higia lechinuch. And the chayre, this is be'emes the kavana of the Mordechai over there in Masech Tesukah, at the end of Perek Lulav HaGozel, in Ois Tovshin Samach Gimel, that he quotes to Yerushalmi. V'zeh l'shaynoi, Tani v'Yerushalmi de Pirkin, Yodeya l'naneya chayiv b'lulav. A child, once he's a yodeya l'naneya, he's chayiv b'lulav. Lo yisayif dovar l'naneya. And not just tam and inua ba'alma. Ela meilech umevi ma'ala umayrit keshura u'minaneya. He has to do the nanuim properly, keshura, which includes being meilech umevi ma'ala umayrit. The chayra, this, that the Mordechai, B'Shev the Yerushalmi, is being moisef, the Lushan, Keshura, means like the yisayit of the Brisker Rav that has to be done properly with all the prate ha'alachis, Keshura. And it's not enough that he's just makayim, the Iker Chiyuv. Now there's one more nakuda. The chayra, we know that the Iker din anuim, as it's written in the Mishnah, in Masech Tesukah daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, zok the Mishnah, v'heichan minaneya, where does a person have to do the anuim? That's inside Halo. Now Taisus over there on the Flamed Zayin Mabez with the Vermaschal Bahaidu, he brings, which is what we're Naig Lamaisa, that really Bashas Bracha, a person is also Chayiv to be Minanea. And his Raya is from our Gemara. Because it says, Kotana Yedeel and Anea Chayiv Balulav, Zak Taisus Mashma, the Minanea Betchila Sabracha, Afa Pisha in Yedea, Likrei Sahala. It doesn't say that the katan has to know how to say halal. It just says that he has to know how to be minaneya. L'chayre, if the entire din of nanua is only during halal, in order for the katan to be a barachi of being minaneya, he also has to first be a barachi of saying the halal, and then doing the nanua in the halal. Zoktais is the fact that it doesn't say zidea likrais is a raya that there is an inin of nanua, not during halal, and it's b'shas the bracha itself, and that's what it's necessary for the katan to be a barachi of doing. However, it's Yidua that the Achrayim are Medayik in the Rambam, in Hilchas Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, that he says, V'zeh l'shaynoi, V'heichon Meilech Umevi, where does he do Meilech Umevi, which is the Nanua? B'shas Kriyas Ahalal. Mashma, that it's only B'shas Kriyas Ahalal, like the Pashas of the Mishnah, and not like Taisvus. So according to the Rambam, what's going to be the Pshat in this that we say, that Katan Hayedeya L'na'anea is Chayev in Lulav? The chayre included in Hayadeya l'naneya means, obviously, being minaneya in the place where he's supposed to be minaneya. So be'achreich is also yedeya likreis as a halal, and to be minaneya in the proper place when he's holding there in halal, by haidu and by ona. And the emes is that azay is mefurish in the piskei ha'taisus by us in erchen, which is not be'etzem like taisus in sukkah, v'zeh l'shaynai in oisei, katan hayedeya mokaim sheminanim by haidu uba'ona t'chila v'soif, Chayav Belulav. So he's Maisef, it's not enough that the Katan knows how to do the actual Maisef Niyanua. He also has to know the Mokam Shemina Nimbay. And Avada doesn't mean that he just knows where it has to be done, but he's not actually holding in that Mokam. It has to be that he's Yedea Likrais, and he's holding in the proper place, and he's Menanea in that place. And that's included in what it means, Katan Hayedea Lenanea Chayav Belulav. So it comes out, we have a Maridika Machlekas Rashaynim, what the age of Katan Hayedeya L'naneya is. According to Taisus Masech Tesukah, he just has to know how to be Menaneya B'Shas Bracha. And from here he's Mechiech that there is such a din to be Menaneya B'Shas Bracha. Whereas according to the Rambam, and according to the Piskei Taisus, like he says so Mefurish, Katan Hayedeya L'naneya means that he knows to say Halal and to be Menaneya during Halal. Now the Sheir Shamachleikas Avad Al Derech Abshat, is because the Rambam and the Piskei Taisus hold that being that it's not brought down in Shas any inyan of Nanua other than during Halal, so obviously when it says Katan Hayedeya L'naneya, it means that Nianua of B'Shas Halal. Whereas Taisus is Medayik, the Etzem Lashon of Katan Hayedeya L'naneya, and it doesn't say Hayedeya Likreis Halal L'naneya, from there is Mechiach that there is another Nianua which is B'Shas Bracha and not B'Shas Halal. But L'chayre L'das Taisus, we have to understand that if we know that in order to be a Yegiyah L'chinuch, he has to be a Yegiyah to do the mitzvah Keshura, and that's why he has to be the Yedeya L'naneya, and just being Yedeya to be Magbiah it is not enough. And the Chayra Arei Chazal Shtol Devek, that the proper way of doing Keshura is also through the Nanua that's B'Shas Halal. So why is it enough that he is yedeh to be menaneh b'shas bracha, even though he's not yedeh to be menaneh b'shas halal, to be considered higiyah lechinuch. If the higiyah lechinuch is tali and doing it kashura, the chayr he be'emes should have to be the age of doing it kashura, like the shita of the Piskei HaTosfos and the Rambam, the entire way, even including the ne'anua b'shas halal. Why is ne'anua b'shas bracha enough to make him be considered higiyah lechinuch? So l'chayr we can say that Tosfos holds that you have to make a distinction between the two ne'anuim. The original nanua that's done b'shas the bracha, that chazal were koveya as a gemar and a chelik of the etzem maisa netila. This is the proper way of doing the netila. Not just with Agbah alone, but doing it kashura includes a Agbah with a Na'anua. Now the Takanas Chazal to do Na'anua b'shas halal, that's a Tzveita din. That's a new halacha that they said. That means besides for the Ikr Netila, which has in it a Maisa of Na'anua, there's another halacha that they were Machadish, and they required us to be Menaneah b'shas halal. But when it's Negea being Kaveya, the age of Higiyah l'chinuch by a katan, he just has to be a gia lechinuch to do the mais and atila kashura, which includes the nanua b'shas natila. But avade, he doesn't have to be a gia lechinuch to do the tzveita din, which Rabbanu were masakin, because that's a totally separate din. And for that din, v'emes, he's not a gia lechinuch, and he doesn't have to do it. That's the chayr of what Tosfos holds. However, the Rambam and the Piskei HaTosfos, they can here hold that there is no din of nanua b'shas bracha, and the nanua b'shas halal, that ne'anua also goes in to the Iker mitzvahs netilas lulav. And Chazal said that the gemar of the netilas lulav is the ne'anua that's going to be done b'shas halal, and therefore he's only considered a giyah lechinuch if he knows how to do that chelik also. That's the chayr of the pshat in this machlekes rishayim. Another possible pshat, you can say, al pi a chakira which I saw in the shiurim of Rav Meir Soloveitchik, he tells the following chakira. Is the halacha of na'anua b'shas halal a din in lulav, or is it a din in halal? That means to say, we're chazal mitaken that mihilchas halulav is that you should be menanea the lulav while you say the halal, or alternately, chazal were mitaken that mihilchas halal on sukkahs is that while you say the halal and you get up to the place of haidu and ana, that you should be menanea with the lulav at that point. And he says that from the fact that it's mashman the Rambam, that the only din of nanua is only b'shas halal. So imkain katan ayideh l'nanea means b'shas halal. So b'achreich we have to say that that's mehilchas halulav. The proper way of doing mitzvahs lulav is with being menaneah et b'shas halal. Therefore we can say that a katan who can't do that is not being mekayim, and he's not a barachi of being mekayim, the mitzvah of lulav keshura. And he's maisif that that can be included in what the Torah says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekechem. There's a din to be sameach with the lulav. And the simcha means the nanua as a person is mahalal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kan divrei Rav Meir. And we can say, based on the Tosfos of Masechet HaSukkah of Lamed Zayin, that l'chayre, he may hold that it's taka a din in halal, not a din in lulav b'chlal. Which is why, in order to be kaveya, a katan, a shehigia l'chinuch in regards to lulav, it's not necessary for him to know how to do the nanuim b'shas halal. But l'maisa lu yitzur, we would want to be kaveya. What's the age of a katan shehigia lechinuch legavi mitzvahs kriyas ha-halel? L'chayr, according to this, if he doesn't know how to do the nanuim b'shas halel, so he's not higia lechinuch, he's not a baruch, he'll be mekayim mitzvahs halel kashura, and he will not be chayiv. So in summary, from the ikra din of katan ha-idea l'naneah, the b'skurav is mechiyach, that it's not enough that he knows how to be mekayim the ikra chiyuv, he has to know how to do it b'shle musay. And we shtel too, the lashon of the Yerushalmi brought down to the Mordechai, he has to do it kashura. Now which nanuim are we talking about? So in that is a machlekes rishayim. Tosfos Masechet HaSukkah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says, we're talking about the nanuah b'shas bracha, whereas the Piskei HaTosfos and Aras Sugya, and Azoy are the achreina mechiyach from the Rambam, hold that we're talking about the nanuah b'shas halal. And we said we could be mazbed the machlekes in two ways. Either that Tosfos and Sukkah holds that the din nanuah b'shas halal is not a chelik of doing the mitzvahs lulav kashura, that's a tzveita din. Or we could say even more, like the chakira of Rav Meir Soloveitchik, and say that the din anu b'shas halal is medine halal b'chlal, and not medine lulav. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara brings down, akol chayovin betzitzis lasuye mai, lasuye katan hayedea lihis atef. A katan who knows how to be mis atef, the tanya, katan ayidei lis atef chayiv betzitzis. Now Taisus over here, but the Rebbe Maschal ayidei lis atef brings down two pirushim. What does it mean yidei lis atef? And the Chayre Taisus is bothered by an obvious kasha. What does it mean yidei lis atef? What kind of chachma is there in being misatef? And it doesn't mean that the katan knows how to get dressed by himself, because the chiyuv of tzitzis is lav davka if a person puts on the beged himself. The etzem fact that he's wearing the beged, that's mechayiv him to have tzitzis. Every katan, even of a day old, is old enough to wear begadim. So what does it mean yedei aleis atef? So Taisus brings down in his first pshat, mishum da'amar b'mayid katan, kol atifa she'ena ka'atifas yishme'elim, eina atifa shema'atfen talisa matzvamam kedi'isa b'medrash. The itif that we're talking about over here is like atifas yishme'elim, and that's a complicated way of wearing a beged. A katan at a young age can't wear the beged this way. Kinnered, there's a certain skill in being able to actually wear the beged in this way that it should stay that way. That's what is meant when it says hayedea lis atif. And then he brings down another pshat, umatzasi besiluk echad sha'asa harabib yaisif taiv elem, one of the rishayim, sh'naisein tzitzas echad melefanav ve'echad melachrov, mimin v'chein lismail. It means he has to know how to wear the tzitzis with two in the front and two in the back, one on the right and one on the left. And a small katan is not the idea to make sure that the beged is worn that way. These are the two pirushim in lis atef, and that explains what does it mean, yedea lis atef. Now we have to understand what is b'chlal the makar that the chiyuv of tzitzis is only if a person wears the beged in such a way. The chayr in the Torah doesn't say that. All it says is that you should put on tzitzis al kanfei begdeichem. It's considered a beged as long as you wear it any way of derech levisha. Why is it necessary to be able to wear it b'derech ituf? So the emes is starting with the inyan of atifas yishme'elim. There's a major machlekes b'shainim about this. Ayin ba'irach in the tour in Eirachayim. Simen Ches. And he brings down that the sheet of the Ga'inim is that a person is not chayiv in tzitzis unless he actually does atifas yishme'elim. And this is learned out from the pasuk of Asher Techase. Because the Torah uses the word Techase, it's mashma, it has to be a kisui gomer, which is like the atifas yishme'elim. And if you don't wear it that way, you're actually not chayiv in tzitzis b'chlal. And the Ga'inim are medayik this from the lashon that we say by the bracha, of the Yis'atef B'tzitzis. If that's the Nusach HaBracha, kinireh, that's really the proper way of being leivish, the beged, in order to be chayiv in mitzvah tzitzis. However, the Torah over there brings down that other Rishayim disagree, and they say that be'emes, any derech levisha is considered in Asher Techase. Why do we make a lashon of the bracha Yis'atef? So the Rishayim say two pirushim. Either Atifa doesn't actually mean Atifa Yishmeilim, Atifa is just a lashon of Levisha. Or, could be Atifa means Atifa Yishmeilim, but because Bimei Chazal, that was the derech how to wear begadim, they wore a derech Atifa. Therefore, Chazal chapped on a lashon of Lis Atif, because that was the normal derech Levisha. But Be'emes, the Ikra Mitzvah is Lavdavka Lis Atif. Lis Atif is just one dugme of a kind of derech Levisha. The Ikra Mitzvah is any way how you do a Levisha. So Lechaira, from our taisus in the first pshat, it's going to be mashma that he holds, like the Ga'inim, that the Asher Techase means derech atifas yishme'elim, and you're not chayiv in tzitzis unless you wear it that way, which would explain why a katan, who's eni yedei aleis atef, he's not a bar hachi of being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and he's pater from chinuch. What about the second pshat, b'shem Rav Yosef Taiv Elim, about nice and tzitzis, echem alafanav, echem alacharav, echem nimin, v'echem mismail? So there's a makar to say that that's also ma'akev in the Ikar Tzuras HaLevisha in regards to being chayiv in tzitzis. Because the Ramah in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Eirachayim Simen Yud, Sif Yud Beis, he talks about a certain kind of a beged, which the derech, the way you wore it, was not with shtayim lefanav shtayim la'afrov. And he says, Hu adin malbushim shal glilois b'nei Ashkenaz Asfarad, hayol ve'ein kanfeyem asuyen. Sheyu shnayim lefneim ushnayim lachareim mechuvanim zuk neged zul p'turim. Because the derech levisha of this beged is not with shtayim lefanav and shtayim laachrov, one on the yamin and one on the smile, therefore it's not a beged that's chayiv in mitzvah tzitzis. So it's mevorah that Ramah, and that's how he says also in the Darkei Maish over there, he holds that this Tzuras Alevisha is Ma'akev in the Iker Tzuras Alevisha that's Machayev Mitzvah Tzitzis. It's a shtickle pella. Where does this come from? What's the makar that has to be worn this way in order to be included in the Derech Levisha of Mitzvah Tzitzis? V'kach mavur be'emes in the Ramah. And the chayra, there would be a makar for this from Arat Taisus, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Taiv Elim, that he says, Taka, that a katan who doesn't know how to wear his beged in that way, he's not considered a gi'a l'chinuch for Mitzvah Tzitzis. This is the chayra how you can explain Taisus in an oifen pashut. But the emes is that it's not so pashut. First of all, in regards to this halacha of the Ramah, of wearing tzitzis shnayim lefan of shnayim l'akrov, all the paiskim disagree on the Ramah, and they say that avada, this is not ma'akiv in the ikar mitzvah of tzitzis, it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. And ve'emes, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches, Sif Dalid. So the Shulchan Aruch, u'machzer shtei tzitzis lefan of shtei tzitzis l'akrov, shiyehei mesuvav b'mitzvahs. It's mashma that it's just an inyan of being mesuvav b'mitzvahs. And the Beis Yosef brings down that the makar to this din comes from a medrash on the pasuk v'amayim lehem chayma. From there we learn out that there's a special schus to be mesuviv with the mitzvahs. So im kain, it's shver in our sugya, why should katan hayedeilis atef, that he's considered a giyah lechinuch for mitzvah tzitzis, why should it be tali if he knows that I do shtayim lefan of shtayim leachrov, hare is chayiv v'etzem in mitzvah tzitzis, even if it's not that way. And the emes is, also the first pshat of Taisus that we're talking about Atifas Yishma'elim, although it's true that the Ga'enim say that wearing it that way is ma'akev in the Iker Chiyav of Mitzvah Tzitzis, but the Mukhi Yosef in the Halachas Ketanis and Hilchas Tzitzis on the Afir Aleph on Mabez, he brings down the Machlekes Rishayim, and he comes out l'maisa that it's just a mitzvah min amuvchar to wear it ba'ayfin of Atifas Yishma'elim. And he says that the Nusach of the Brach of this Atif was nikva because that's be'etzem the mitzvah min amuvchar, the preferred way of wearing the talis of tzitzis. Now in the etzem inyan of mitzvah min amuvchar, the briskerov in our sugi asks akasha l'chayra, mitzvah min amuvchar is always something that applies legabi the guf ha-mitzvah. In regards to tzitzis, the guf ha-mitzvah is that there should be tzitzis on the talis. The levishas ha-talis isn't the mitzvah b'chlal, so how is it possible to say that there's a mitzvah min amuvchar how to do the Levisha. Azoy frek the briskerov. But it's Yedua and the Eilam HaYeshivas to answer that Be'emes it's not true. Be'emes, although the Torah says to put tzitzis on the beged, that's not the Guf HaMitzvah. The Guf HaMitzvah is in the Levisha. The Guf HaMitzvah is to be Leivish the Dalet Kanfois with the tzitzis on them. And this is also Be'emes Mavur from the Iker Nusach HaBracha of this Atif B'tzitzis. Besides for the issue of why the Nusach is Nikva according to Atifa, there's another question. The Atifa happens in the talis, in the beged. The Atifa is not in the actual tzitzis. So why is the bracha on the leis atif? This is a raya that be'emes, the mitzvah is on the levisha of the talis with the tzitzis. Leis atif, to be misatif in the beged, bitzitzis that has tzitzis on them. And this is also mavur from Yidua de Karashi, Masech de Baba Kama, Daf Tesamid Beis, where the Gemara brings down the inyan of hider mitzvah. Rashi over there says, "B'divir Maschol behider mitzvah at shlish mitzvah, d'tanya zekeli manveu hisna lefanav b'mitzvus." And Rashi brings down examples: asei lecha sefer Torah noe, lulav noe, talis noe, tzitzis noe. So it says there should be a talis noe and tzitzis noe. Mashma, besides for nice tzitzis, there's an inyan of zekeli manveu to make a nice talis. And it said over B'shem de Briskerov that he asked on this Rashi, what kind of Indian is there to make a nice talis? Haray, the Guf HaMitzvah is not being miskayim with the talis, it's just being miskayim with the tzitzis. And he asks, will you say that uchsavtam amazuzais beisecha v'sharecha, so al tzidr mitzvah, you should make the actual beisecha and the actual sha'arim also nice? Avada not, because the mitzvah is not happening with the bayis and the shar. The mitzvah is happening with the mezuzah that's being put on the bayis and the shar. So too in regards to talis, the mitzvah is not happening with the talis, it's happening with the tzitzis. So he's Tameya on Rashi who says that there's an inyan of hider mitzvah on a talis no. Now this question of the Briskerov is the Shitase, like he asks in our sugya, how's a pass a mitzvah min amuvchar on the atifas hatalis? But the answer is that Be'emes, the guf mitzvah is niskayim with the levisha, with the talis. Which is why it passes to say that there's an inyan of hider mitzvah to make the talis no'eh. Akal Panim, once we've established this that the Nemuki Yosef says, that the Inyan of Atifa is the Inyan of Hidur Mitzvah in the Levisha Satalis of the Tzitzis. It's a Vada very shver in Arasugya. Why should a Katan Sheigia Lechinach be Mitli Talui if he's the age of doing the Hidur Mitzvah of Atifa? The Chayr should be Talui and be Mekayim the Gufa Mitzvah, which doesn't require Atifa. But the Chayre, the answer to these questions is Be'emes, Alpi the Yisayt that we said earlier, B'Shem D'Biskarov, in regards to Nanua, that said that in order to be Hegi Lechinuch, it's not enough that he does the Iker Mitzvah to be Makayim, the Gufa Mitzvah. He has to even be Roy Lekach to do the Mitzvah B'Shleimusay with the Nanua. And here in this Sugya, we take it to a whole new level, and we see that it's not enough even to do the Mitzvah Ba'ifin, that the Chacham or Metakin, that that's the way to do it B'Shlei Musay. He has to be even Roy to do it B'Tzura of Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. And the Raya G'dayil to this is that very same Mordechai which we quoted earlier in regards to Nanua Halulav. And listen to what he says, Zel Ashayne, in regards to Atifas Hatalas. Zakta Mordechai, Yaydeya Lis'atef B'Tzitzis Aviv Lekeach Leitalas, Loisef Dovar Lihis'atef. It's not even enough that he knows how to be Mis'atef. Elo lahashlich shtei knafis lachayrov u'shtei knafis lefanov ve'oiches betzitzis keshura b'shas kriyashma. He has to be able to put two in front and two in back and to hold the tzitzis b'shas kriyashma. So from here we see that avade achizas tzitzis b'shas kriyashma, nobody's going to say that that's ma'akev or that's even a hashlam of the ikar mitzvah tzitzis. That's just an inyan ba'alma of doing it keshura. Nevertheless, because Chazal Rekaveya, that the proper way, the Muvchar way, the Keshura way of Bimakayim Mitzvah Tzitzis includes Atifa and Shtayim Lefanav Shtayim Lachrav and being Oiches the Tzitzis Keshura B'Shas Kriyashma, that's the age which a Katan is going to be considered Higia Lechinuch. And if you can't do it Mamish Adasof with all the Pitchavkis and all the Knechen and all the Mitzvahs from a Muvchar Keshura, which Chazal Rekaveya, he's not considered a Gila Chinuch, and Chazal were not Machayiv him in Chinuch. And Agav, this age is brought down Mamish LaHalacha in the Ramah, in Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Gimel, that the age of a Gila Chinuch in regards to Tzitzis is Yodea Lechais HaTzitzis B'Yodai B'Shas Kriyashma. So it comes out in summary that we have three levels of Chidushim as to what's considered a Gila Chinuch. From the Indian of Katan Shein Tzarech Le'imai we saw that even though Be'emes is a Gia Lechinuch in regards to eating in the Sukkah, but because he can't be Mekayim the entire mitzvah, which includes sleeping, he's not a Gia Lechinuch. From the Indian of Nanua, we saw another Shlav, that even though the Iker Kiyam HaMitzvah could be Mekayim, but because he can't do it Bishlei Musay, which includes the Nanuim, he's not considered a Gia Lechinuch. And then, from the Indian of Katan Aydei L'Sa'atev, Alpi the two Terutzim of Taisvis, and Alpi the Mordechai and the Ramah, you see that he has to be the age where he can be Mekayim the mitzvah, mamish, with all the mitzvahs min amufkar and all the extra inyanim, including being oiches atzitzis b'shas kriyashma. Agav, over here you see an important havana in the inyan of holding the tzitzis b'shas kriyashma, that it's not a din in kriyashma, that while a person says the parsha of tzitzis, that he should actually hold on to the tzitzis. Because then that wouldn't be included in the Yegia Lechinuch L'Gabi mitzvah tzitzis. That would be included in the Yegia Lechinuch L'Gabi, the mitzvah of saying Kriyashma. But rather it's a din in tzitzis, that the proper way of wearing tzitzis is to hold them b'shas Kriyashma. And could be, this comes milosa of the pasuk of Or Isa Maisai Uzchartem, which can be done properly if you hold on to the tzitzis while you say the parsha of Kriyashma. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Hakol chayavin b'tfilin, Lasuye mai, lasuye katan hayedea lishmar tfilin, detanya katan hayedea lishmar tfilin, aviv lekeach lay tfilin. So we hear, we see something very interesting. Instead of saying, katan hayedea lehaniach tfilin, it says lishmar tfilin. Now what's the definition of lishmar tfilin? So in this there's a machlekes rishainim. Rashi himself the sukkah, daf membezam ad aleph, deviramask lishmar tfilin, he says, Shala yichnais behen lebeis hakisei. He shouldn't take the tefillin with him when he goes into the beis hakisei. That has nothing to do with the actual hanacha b'chlal. It's halacha that once he's wearing the tefillin, he shouldn't bring them into the beis hakisei, which will constitute a bizoyan hatefillin. However, in Shulchan Aruch, Ayur Chaim, Simon Lamed Zayin, Sif Gimel, He says, "Katana yedeya lishmar tefillin bitahara shelo yishan v'shelo yafiach b'hem." That's the age that is chayiv in chinuch to wear tefillin. And the Goyin in Bir Agra says that the Shulchan Aruch got this explanation to lishmar tefillin, that it means shelo yishan v'shelo yafiach b'hem, from the Sefer Trumas and the Smak. So according to this, katan yedeya lishmar is a halacha in being able to be meniach tefillin in the proper way. Because haray, from the dinim of hanachas tefillin is that you can't be mesiach das, which is why you can't sleep with them and you can't be mefiach with them. That's the machlekes, what's the definition of lishmar tefillin. Now l'chayre, bishlam according to the mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Sefer Trumas and the Smak, it's similar to the regular klal of higia l'chinuch, because the katan has to be at the age where he can do the mitzvah properly. So too, he has to be able to do the hanachas tefillin properly. But according to Rashi, l'chayre it's a zaitik ikuv. He can do the hanachah properly. Just he may not be shamer them properly, he may be mevaza the tefillin by bringing them into the Beis HaKisei. So l'chayre the Firashi, it's murchak to say that anachanami, this is a different geder, which the Rabbanon shtel devekt, which is special in regards to being higia l'chinuch for tefillin. Even if he be'etzem could do the hanachah properly, but if he can't watch the tefillin properly, and he may come to be mevaza the tefillin, the Chachamim said that we're not going to be mechayivim in chinuch and hanachas tefillin at the expense of bringing the tefillin lidei bizayin. Kach l'chayir is mavur from Shitas Rashi. Now, Taisus and Arasugia, but if you're maschul aviv lekech l'tefillin, is medayik l'shinei haloshin that the brises say in regards to tefillin versus what they say in regards to tzitzis and lulav. In regards to lulav, it says chayiv b'lulav. In regards to tzitzis, it says chayiv b'tzitzis. But in regards to tefillin, the brisa talks about the father and he says aviv lekeach l'tefillin. What's the difference? Zog Taisvis, because in regards to tzitzis, it doesn't say that he's like keach le'talis, because mistam et talis yesh le. He probably has the talis anyway. And the Shita Mekavetzis says maisif. What about in regards to the chutei etzitzis? Bishvil chutei etzitzis shu davar mu'et le'shayach le'mar le'kicha. That's why the Braise doesn't talk about the buying of the tzitzis. It just says that he's chayiv to wear them. So to legabi lulev, Zog Taisvis, it's not necessary for the father to buy arba minim for the child. He can be yaitze with lulave shal aviv. And l'chayri, this means in Eretz Yisrael, he can give it to him at the end of the first day. However, only in regards to tefillin, which is dmeyam yikarin, that's why the braise emphasizes the fact that the father has to be like keach le'tefillin. He has to go ahead and make this expensive purchase in order to be mechanech his son b'tefillin. Adkan divriyataisis. Now l'chayre, l'fi the Rashi that we mentioned before, we can have a much simpler explanation as to the shinei haloshin. Because Rashi arei is masber, that the ikuv of a katan she'eni yedeya lishmar tefillov is not mitzad, that he's not roi to do the ma'isa mitzvah. Could be he is roi to do the ma'isa mitzvah. The ikuv is mitzad because Chazal were kaiveya, that we don't want to be mechanech a child, the mitzvah tefillin, if that's going to be bring the tefillin lidei bizayin. So it comes out that what's missing is not that the katan is not ru'i l'ischayiv, but rather that the tefillin are not ru'uyin to be given to such a person. Memela, it's very different than a katan she'ena yedeya l'naneya or a katan she'ena yedeya l'esatif. There, there's a chasar in mitzad, the katan being ru'i to be nischayiv in the actual mitzvah. That's why over there, the lashon of the brisa is, Katan ayedei l'naneya, chayiv v'lulav. At that point, he's chayiv v'lulav. Katan ayedei l'satev, chayiv v'tzitzis. At that point, he's chayiv v'tzitzis. Whereas by tefillin, the nusach is, katan ayedei lishmar tefillin. Once he's ayedei lishmar tefillin, so it's okay mitzad the tefillin to give him a pair of tefillin, that's when it's aviv le'keach le'tefillin. We can actually buy for him the tefillin. And it comes out that the nusach of the brises are meduyakim me'oid. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara says, Hakol chayavin betkiya shayfer lasuye mai, lasuye katan sheyegia lechinuch. The fact that it says hakol in regards to tkiya shayfer is coming to be marbe that a katan sheyegia lechinuch is chayav in tkiya shayfer. The Tnan, and the Gemara shtel suha mishne in Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'akvin es hakatan miletkaya b'yantif, which means that we allow a katan to practice doing tkiya shayfer and yantif, which shows us that a katan is higia lechinuch and he's mechuyev to do Tkiyas Shofar, which is why we allow him to practice. Now, we have to notice immediately that over here, the Gemara just says in a general way, Katan Sheigia Lechinuch. This is different than what the Gemara says in the entire Amud, a specific Yediyah. For example, Katan Hayedeya Lenanea, Katan Hayedeya Lesatef, Katan Hayedeya Lishmar Tfilin. Rather, the Gemara says in a general way, Katan Sheigia Lechinuch. And it's not clear what this Hegia Lechinuch means. Zot Rashi B'Devir Maschel Sheigia Lechinuch, Plukti B'Perek Basra D'Yuma. Chad Omar Kvar Shmoyne Kvar Teisha, V'chad Omar Kvar Teisha Kvar Eser, Shemechanchen Oysay L'Shoyz. So Rashi Shtel Su the Machlaikis Masech D'Yuma Daf Pei Beis, which is talking Be'etzim about the Hegia Lechinuch of fasting on Yom Kippur. And not only that, Be'emes and the Gemara over there talks about two different kinds of Chinuch in regards to fasting on Yom Kippur. There's a chinuch of fasting the entire Yom Kippur, chinuch of Hashlama, and then there's the chinuch of Shois, when a katan is not the age where he can fast the entire Yom Kippur, but we're mechuyev mechanechem to fast a certain amount of hours, akal panim. And Rashi tells Su not the age of chinuch to be mashlam the tainus, but rather, like he says, mechanechem oisel l'shois, which is a machlaikis, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says, ben ches ben tes, and Rav Nachman says, ben tes ben yud, and that's how we paskin, that at that age it's mechan chanais ulishais. So at Rashi, that's also the age which is meant in our sugya, that ben tes ben yud according to Rav Nachman, or ben ches ben tes according to Rav Huna, will be higia lechinuch in regards to tkiya shayfer. So Taisus with the Vir Maschel shehigia lechinuch asks in Rashi, v'loi nehira, the hasam b'chinuch katon lehis anais airi. That's specifically in regards to fasting. Fractisus at the site of Igiel Chinuch Mavur and Arasugya is the age when the katan reaches the point where he's a barachi of doing that specific mitzvah. So how can we shtel to the Igiel Chinuch of Tainus to the Igiel Chinuch of Tkiya Shofar? Just like in regards to other mitzvahs, we say that Igiel Chinuch, for example, in regards to Lulav, is specifically when he's a barachi of doing Lulav properly, etc. So too, in regards to Tainus, we can assume that the ages that are given in Masechta Yuma are because those are the ages where he can do Tainus properly. So Im Kain, when it comes to Tkiya Shofar, the age of Igiel Chinuch, Avada Shabi, the age when he can be Mekayim, the mitzvah Tkiya Shofar properly. How can Rashi Shtel Tzu the Igiel Chinuch of Tainus to us? That's Taisus's Kasha, and Be'emes he disagrees with Rashi because of that. But Be'emes, on Rashi, we have another kasha. If for some reason Rashi assumed that we are supposed to shtel to the Igiel Lechinuch of Tainus to Tkiya Shofar, how did Rashi know to specifically shtel to the age of Mechan Chanoisei L'Shoyis? Maybe you should shtel to the age of Mechan Chanoisei for Hashlama to do the entire Tainus of Yom Kippur. So Divir Rashi Avada Artzricham Ion. What's interesting is that this Rashi is Be'emes going L'Shitasei. Because in regards to Kriyas HaMegillah, it says in the Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Yutes, and it's also brought down in Masechta Brachas Daf Tesvav, that Akol Ksher and Likrit of HaMegillah Chutz Micher Shaita Bekatan, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Katan can be Meitzi Acherim Yidei Chayvason in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Gemara over there explains that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a Katan Shehigi Alechinuch. There too, the Gemara doesn't explain a specific yediyah. The Gemara doesn't say katan sheyedeya likrais. The Gemara says in a general way katan sheyegiya lechinuch. Zok Rashi over there, and I'm quoting the Rashi Masechta Brachos Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Higiya lechinuch mitzvais kegoyin ben teisha uben eser kedamrinon biyuma perik basra. So there also Rashi shtels to the shita of Rav Nachman of ben teisha ben eser, which is talking about higiya lechinuch of Tainus Shoyas on Yom Kippurim, and also Rashi in Masechta Megillah Daf Yutes also shtels to that age from the Gemara in Yuma. So we see over here Elishitasei that any time the Gemara says Bederach Stama Higia Lechinuch without explaining a specific age, a specific idea, Rashi automatically shtels to the age of Higia Lechinuch Tainus Shoyas of Yom Kippurim, just like he does in our sugya in regards to Tkiya Shofar. And this is Be'emes Avadat Tzarchian. First of all, like Taisus asks, the lechayre higiel chinuch should always be tali in kol mitzvah u'mitzvah if he's yedeya or not. And v'ay, the question that we were maisif, why does Rashi shtel su davka the higiel chinuch of Tainus Shoyis and not of the entire Yom Kippur? So the Netziv in a Sefer Meraim Yisadeh and Masech the Brachas Daf Tezvav, he addresses the Rashi in regards to Kriyas and Megillah, and he says that Be'emes Rashi holds that there are two ages of Chinuch. Rashi holds that the age that's brought down in Masech the Yuma, 9 or 10, have a Chinuch Kloli L'chol HaMitzvahs L'chol HaMe'uchar. That's the general age of Chinuch, which applies to all mitzvahs. And that's the latest cutoff point. From that age, he's chayiv b'chinuch. Usmach l'zeh yesh begitun nuntas l'inin aynes apuutais. And there's a smach that the age of 9 or 10 is the appropriate age that he should be chayiv in chinuch al chala mitzvahs, because that's also the age of aynes apuutais, like it's mavur in the Mishnah, mesech degitun daf nuntas, that at the age of aynes apuutais, mekchan mekach, and memkaran memkar, which means that he's a certain level of das, whereas mekach and memkar is chal. And the Gemara brings down from a b'raisa, b'mesnisa tana, that aynes apuutais is 9 or 10. So that level of das is definitely mechayivim in a general way in chinuch kol ha-mitzvahs. Just besides for that, there's a chinuch in regards to mitzvahs pratiyais, at the age where a katan is yedeya to do the specific mitzvah, he's chayiv even before he reaches the age of chiyuv chinuch klali. And those are katan ha-yedeya l'nanea, katan ha-yedeya l'hisatev, etc. This is the big yisoid of the Netziv, and then he fears ois, that in regards to being maitzi acherim mitei chevason and kriyas ha-megillah, it's mestabel al-rashi that he needs to be mehigia l'chinuch klali. It's not enough that he reaches the age of chinuch l'gabe, the mitzvah prati of kriyas ha-megillah, where he's yedea l'kriyas. He has to reach the older age of yigia l'chinuch klali in order to be maitzi acherim yedei chevason. Ad kan divrei ha-Netziv. Now, it's mavur from the Netziv, a meridiki aside, that it comes out that be'etzem there are two mechayivim for chinuch. There's the age of chinuch klali, which is because the child reached a point where he has a certain level of das, he's oynes apahutais, he even has das in regards to mekach memkar. Once he reaches that age, that's what's mechayiv us to be mechanachim. Chazal said that a katan with that level of das, he's roi that we should be mechanachim b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That's one mechayev. And then there's another mechayev, where the katan is really a very small katan. He be'emes has no das b'chlal. Nevertheless, because he can properly do the actual ma'isa mitzvah, he can sit in a sukkah, he's 5 years old, he's ain't a tzarech le'imai. That, because he can do the ma'isa, is the new mechayev, he's mechayev to do the ma'isa mitzvah. But not mikayach the das. This is the Mari Diki Yisoid. There's a general chiv and chinuch. Once a child has a certain level of das, he's mechuyi b'chinuch kol ha-mitzvahs. And then, there's a katan without das, the etzem fact that he can do the prosta, dry maise, he has to do the maise, even with no das whatsoever. Mori dik yisoid from the Netziv. But in regards to our Rashis, so the Netziv says of Pshat, a svara why Rashi holds that he has to be a giyel chinuch kloli in order to be maitzi acherim b'dei chevasan. The gabi being maitzi, he needs to be the chinuch, the higher level, the chinuch that comes, mikayach the fact that he's a shtikl bar das. But that only helps in regards to Kriyas HaMegillah. But in regards to our Rashi, L'gabi Tkiya Shaifer, which we're not talking about L'haitzi Acherim Midei Chayvasan, we're talking about that he himself is Chayev to be Yaitz HaMitzvah Tkiya Shaifer. Why would Rashi over here say that you need the higher level of Chinuch and he shouldn't be Chayev once he reaches the point where he is Yedei HaLitkaya? That's something which is a Chayret Tzarech Bir L'fi the Netziv. Ayit Tzarech Bir L'fi the Netziv, we did not yet answer, where does Rashi see that the age of chinuch klali has to do with when he's a gil chinuch in regards to tainus shois? Maybe it's a different age. Or maybe it should be the age where he's chayev to be mashlim the entire Yom Kippur. Mechateisa to Rashi that it's specifically the age of tainus shois, that that's the age of chinuch klali. So the emes is that this yisoid of the Netziv, really the chayre could be found in a mefurish ha-me'iri, a mesechta chagiga daf beis. He says that yisoid, but he's maisif a few words, and with that l'chayre, we can have a Pesach to understanding Pshat and Shitas Rashi. V'zeh l'shayin ha-me'iri over there. B'mekoymeis harbe matzinu inin achinuch choluk kol echad l'fiyin yonai. In many places we find that chinuch is tolly according to the specific mitzvah. L'inin re'iya, in regards to oil regal, mishi yagiyah leilach v'raglov. L'inin sukkah, kol shein tzarech li'imai. V'chulu v'chulu, he counts out all the specific yoideas that we have in our sugya and other places in Shas. And he fears ois, umitoy chilukim elu nira, Sheshir chinuch eine shava l'chol anyanim. We obviously see from here that the age of chinuch is not shava, is not identical in regards to all anyanim. Ela hakoil lefi inyan hamitzvah. But then the Be'iri is maisif a mari tekaloshin, which shows us l'chayir the same lumdus as the Netziv. V'derech klal yireh she'ikar hachinuch v'ben tes u'ben yud l'fum chorfayu. The ikar zman of chinuch is 9 or 10 l'fum chorfayu according to his sharpness, according to his intellect. This terminology of ben tes ben yud l'fum chorfayu is a direct quote of the Lashon of the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes, which talks about the Oynes HaPu'utais. It says that Lashon, ben tes ben yud l'fum chorfayu. Zogt Me'iri, the same tzushtel as the Netziv, derech klal yire, she'ikar hachinuch ben tes ben yud l'fum chorfayu. Elo, zogt Me'iri, she'dvarim she'yidi'osam kala u'metzuya b'pachas mekein, a specific mitzvah, which it's yediyah, the knowledge how to do it, is easy and matzoy in less than tes and yod, mechanchen oisam mishiyagiyu l'yediyas oisei davar. Those mitzvahs were mechanach them once they're yedeya oisei davar. Adkan dvarav anifloim of the Me'iri. So here in the Me'iri we see Mefurish, like the Netziv, that there are two ages of chinuch. There's the age of ikar hachinuch, which is totally in bentesim and yud l'fum chorfayu, and then there's the age of chinuch, which is totally in yediyas oisei davar. And the beer is, like we said, that there's a chinuch which the mechayev is mitzad his das, mitzad his harifas. That's ben tes ben yud. And then there's another chinuch which the mechayev is mitzad the fact that he's yodea oisai davar. But what we also see from the Me'iri is that the nafkamina is in regards to something that's not yediyasai kala. Something which is easy to do, something which the age of yodea oisai davar is young. So the rega, he reaches a point where he's yedeya to do the specific ma'isa. He's chayiv mitzad the tzveit the mechayiv of chinuch because he's yedeya oisei davar. Something which is not yedeya oisei davar, he doesn't know how to do it. Nevertheless, there's an age that once he reaches the das of ben tes ben yud, that he's chayiv in chinuch, and like the Netziv says, lechol hama'uchar, which means that's the cutoff point, even something which is hard to do, once he reaches that level of das, he has the general chiyuv of chinuch. So the chayra comes out that lefi this, if there's a specific ma'isa mitzvah, which really the katan is not such a barachi, the aptitude how to do that mitzvah didn't really come yet. Nevertheless, the chiyuv chinuch klali is chal on him, which would be mechayiv him akoponim to do whatever he can. This is a meridike chiddush, and it's ve'emes a meridike hatzala, because on the ikra halacha of that we're v'chuyiv to machanach and katan and tainas shois on Yom Kippurim, there's ve'emes a meridik akasha, which is pointed out by the Rabbeinu Menoyach on the Rambam, in Hilchas Shvisas Asar, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Because ve'emes, we've seen throughout the entire sugya, that the age of chinuch has to be where he's yedeya to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. Even in regards to the yedeya le'is'atev, we spoke out the chidushim of the Rishayim, that it's not enough that he knows how to be makayim the ikar mitzvah, which is dressed with a stam levisha. He has to know how to do it kishura, and like the Ramaz Maisef, b'sham the Mordechai, b'sham the Yerushalmi, even to hold the tzitzis lefana b'shas kriyashma. And that's clear from the Gemara, that akapanim in regards to lulav, he has to be yedei l'naneya. It's not enough that he knows how to be yoytze the ikar mitzvah of mida'af agbehe nafka. And like we remember from the Briskerov, that the Chacham were only mechayev v'chinuv chinuch, once he could do the mitzvah with all the trimmings. So in Cain, Tzarech Iyan Gadol, what's this inyan of chinuch shois on Tainis Yom Kippurim? Avada, he's not doing the mitzvah b'shleimus by just fasting 2-3 hours. The mitzvah b'shleimus of fasting in Yom Kippur is me'erev ad erev, he has to fast the entire Yom Kippur. So the chayrit should follow that if a katan did not yet reach the age where his yedeya l'is'anes, he's a barach of being mis'ane the entire Yom Kippurim, he should not be chayiv in chinuch b'chlal. Just like we find in regards to all the other mitzvahs. Just like we find in regards to Lamashal Sukkah, where if he's not Yedeya to sleep in the Sukkah without calling Ima Ima, even though Avadi he could do Achila in the Sukkah, even though Avadi he could do other things in the Sukkah, but if he can't do the entire mitzvah, he's not Chayav V'chlal. So in Cain, why is a Katan who can't do the entire mitzvah of being Mis'ani and Kippur Chayav V'chlal in Chinuch, even to do a Tainus of Sha'os? But the Fidus Me'iri, the answer is Pashat. Because this klal that he has to be Yedeya isn't a klal that Kolzmanek Katan can't do the mitzvah properly, that there's no chi of chinuch whatsoever. That klal is only in regards to the second machayev of chinuch. If we have a situation where the katan was not higiyah lechinuch klali, he's not higiyah to chinuch which comes to be kayach a specific das. He's just that he's yedeya to do it, and the fact that he's yedeya is what's machayev him in chinuch on that mitzvah. So then we say, this level of yedeya has to be that he's yedeya to do the mitzvah b'shleimus ukashura. Because man is not yedeya to do the mitzvah in its entirety, so he's not the age of yedeya how to do the mitzvah, so he doesn't have that mechayev which comes mikayev the fact that he's yedeya to do the mitzvah. That's not called yedeya. But avada, once we reach the age of ventes ven yud l'cholam ucher, where he's chayev in chinuch, the ikar chinuch, the chinuch klali, which comes mikayev the das, so there the mechayev of chinuch is not coming because he's yedeya to do it. The mechayev of chinuch is coming because a katan with that level of das, we have to be mechanechim. So even if he really isn't a yedeya, even if he does not qualify to being a yedeya because he can't do the mitzvah b'shlei musay, we have to be mechanechim akalponim according to the level, whatever he can. And that's what we see in the Mishnah of Bentes Ben Yud. Once a katan reaches Bentes Ben Yud, he's chayev and taina shoyes. He's not yedeya. Be'achreyach, there's a new mechayev of chinuch. Not mitzad the yedeya, but mitzad the fact that he reached an age of einas hapa'utis where he has a specific level of das, and that's mechayev him in chinuch, that he should do akaponim whatever he can, which in this case is tainus shoos. So this new yisoid of the level of chinuch, which comes mikayach the das, and not mikayach the yedeya, is what's mevur in the ikar fact that there's an age of tainus shoos. So it comes out a moirid dikanaf kamina lahalacha. What happens if we find a katan that legabi a specific mitzvah, he's not yedeya. He can't really do it b'shlei musay b'chlal. Maybe he could do a part of a mitzvah. So it depends how old he is. If he's below the age of 9 or 10, he doesn't have das, where the ikar mechayev comes mikayach the fact that he's yedeya to do the mitzvah, because man is not yedeya legamri, he's not chayev. But once he reaches the ikar age of chinuch of 9 or 10, he's chayev and chinuch mitzvah the fact that he's the age of das, where we have to mechanechim in mitzvahs. There, any chelik of the mitzvah that he can do, he's mechuyev to do. This is the yisoid of Shitas Rashi. Therefore, Rashi holds that any time the Gemara says stam b'derech klal, higia lechinuch, and it doesn't say yedeya. So if it doesn't say yedeya and it just says higia lechinuch, that shows us that we're not talking about the kind of chinuch which comes from the mechayev of the yedeya. We're talking about a general higia lechinuch which comes mikayach the das. That's why in regards to Megillah, he says 9 or 10, and in regards to Tkiyah Shofar and Arasugah, he also says 9 or 10. What's Be'emes Tepshat? Why isn't he Chayiv even earlier than 9 or 10, mitzad the fact that he's Yedeya? So in regards to Kriyas HaMegillah, we have the Mahalach of the Netziv, that says that to be Moitzeh Cherem Dechevosan, he has to be Chinuch Klali. But from the Me'iri over there, it's Mashma, that Pashat, Kriyas HaMegillah is not something which is Yedi Asay Kala Umetzuyah. It's not something which a katan usually knows at a young age. Nevertheless, once he reaches the age of 9 or 10, he's chayiv in it anyway, mitzad the chi of chinuch, because he reached the einas hapa'utais. Therefore, the rega that he actually could do it properly, he could be maitzi acher yidei chayvasan. But beyond 9 or 10, there's no such thing as not being chayiv and not being higia lechinuch. And in regards to tkiyah shayfer, maybe you can say that that's also something which is not yidiyasei kala umetzuyah. Because Tkiyah Shofar is a chiyuv akaponim, in order to do the mitzvah b'shlei musay, he needs to do Tkiyas de Meyushev, Tkiyas de Me'umid, Uchamavur, and all the sugyas in Masecht Rosh Hashanah. And the minhag is even to do 100 Tkiyas. So it could be Pashit, it's something which is also considered that it's not Yedi'asei Kala Umetzuyah. Therefore, a katan is not mechuyev b'chlal at a younger age than 9 or 10, because he's not Yedeya. But once he reaches 9 or 10, he's going to be chayiv mitzad the mechayiv of chinuch of das to do akaponim as how much that he can do. Ad kan this moridiki inyan and the moridiki yisoy that comes out from Shitas Rashi, the Netziv and the Meiri in the two ages of higiyah lechinuch, and ad kan this second shir on Masechta Erchin daf beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.